presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burksville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's the 23rd game of the year for Clay County High School basketball and senior night here in Salina. Second-year head coach Matt Walker and his 12-10 Lady Bulldogs look to reestablish their winning ways after dropping the last two contests to Pickett County and Clark Range. 18th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 14-8 Bulldog squad storm into tonight's game after dismantling Clark Range and are looking for redemption for the embarrassment they received at the hands of the Wildcats a few weeks ago in Monterey. Tonight, the Wildcat teams have traveled off of the Cumberland Plateau to Salina for the first games of February. Head coach Todd Hess and his 2-20 Lady Wildcats are looking for an upset, while head coach Adam West and his 22-3 Wildcats have locked down the District 6A regular season title and are out to prove their earlier win over the Dogs wasn't a fluke. We're coming to you live tonight for the last regular season home game. Join us for Bulldogs and Wildcats.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, ask legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the games are, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're excited to have you with us for our 8th Bulldog Basketball Game of the Week broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network. For the 5th time this year, we're at home with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, set to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later on, we'll have the privilege of being joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims for the girls' game, and then by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson for the boys' game. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that fine introduction there, Daniel. It's nice to be back here in the friendly confines of Bulldog Gymnasium for the final home game on the schedule. As these Clay County teams head down that home stretch of the regular season, it's hard to believe there are just 3 regular season games left after tonight, which means it's almost one of the best times of the year, Daniel, tournament time.
It don't get any better.
It doesn't, and that's what tonight's all about for Clay County here on Senior Night, as you mentioned. The Lady Dogs need a win to keep pace with Jackson County and set up that battle for the 3rd seed next week, while the Dogs are looking to avenge their loss up on the mountain to the top 5 ranked Wildcats. They've been in the AP top 5 all year long, so they're getting some love from the Associated Press. But they're looking to avenge that loss in order to stay tied with Piggott for that 2nd spot heading into the postseason. Plenty on the line tonight here, Daniel, including a chance to get to play here again in the first round of the district.
That's right. That'll be coming up Tuesday. What is that date? Maybe the 13th, 14th of February?
I think it is. And you and I kind of talked about it. If everything goes the way it should, both the Lady Dogs and the Dogs should be right back here for that first round.
Certainly. We look forward to it.
It's going to be another exciting night here on the Horizon Sports Network with the girls' game, but that big boys' game's looming. Dogs looking for revenge, so it's going to be an exciting night. But you know what? We wouldn't be sitting here without the support of all the area businesses who have partnered with us this season to make our Game of the Week coverage possible. So we hope everyone out there listening will frequent our sponsors and let them know they hear their commercials on the air here on the Horizon Sports Network, because our listeners wouldn't have this opportunity to hear Clay County basketball live each week without their support, Daniel.
They wouldn't. And, you know, I just hope that we're doing a good job. Hope everybody's enjoying it.
I'm in agreement. We also want to remind everyone they can read about all the games each week in the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper and find great action shots taken by photographer Nancy McLean. I can't thank Nancy enough for what she does. I know she's here last year for one of her daughters, and she got another daughter playing now, but I believe she enjoys it, Daniel.
I think she does, and the good thing about that, young Dory's a freshman, so we're going to have Nancy's assistance for a few more years.
That's right, and I'm tickled to death. The paper, of course, is where all this started, Daniel, on the Horizon Sports Network, simply an extension of that coverage. So we hope everybody will pick up one next week for full coverage of tonight's game, Tuesday night's matchup with Clark Greens, and much more. With that, let's get into the Horizon Weekly recap Every broadcast we do this. It's a summary of what was in print in this week's newspaper. The Lady Dogs split a pair of District 6A games last week to help them keep pace in the conference. And that headline read, Lady Dogs remain in the hunt. But like the week prior, Daniel, there was also a major subhead accompanying the girls' story. It read, Strong reaches a 1,000-point milestone at Piggott.
It certainly did, and we're very happy for Taylor. We'll get to that. First of all, we're going to look at that Trousdale County game. The Lady Dogs never trailed during the Trousdale County game. Senior Brittany Boone scored 13 in the first half to help Clay County lead 16-9 at the end of one and 36-21 at intermission before juniors Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms put the Lady Yellow Jackets away out of the break. Strong dropped a dozen in the final two quarters while Arms scored 8 during the same stretch. Clay County led 48-30 after three quarters of play and went on to claim the 23-point conference victory, 67-44.
Strong finished with a game-high 19 in that contest. Arms was right behind her with 16, and Boone had 15. That's a pretty good lineup right there, double figures.
Yeah.
Butterworth also had 8, Harlan 5, and freshman Rachel Copas had 4.
Looking at the Piggott County action now, last Friday's game. After Clay County jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead, the Piggott County girls went on a 6-0 run to gain control, and they never looked back. Clay County trailed 17-12 at the end of the opening period and fell behind by 15 points at the break as Piggott County poured it on in the second stanza. The Lady Dogs then fell behind by as many as 24 early in the fourth before Arms sparked a Clay County 9-0 run with an inside basket. Strong capped the scoring burst with a three-pointer, pulling the Lady Dogs within 15 midway through the final frame. She and junior Maddie Harlan also buried back-to-back threes with just over a minute to play, but Piggott went on to claim the 18-point victory, 70-52.
You know, as that summary shows, the Lady Dogs didn't quit in that contest, just like we'll get into it next week, I'm sure, in the Clark Range summary. You know, they don't back down from these top teams. But Strong finished with a game-high 20 after she scored that historic 1,000-point kind of midway through the third quarter from the free-throw line. And then Arms had 14, Boone added 7, Harlan 6, Cara Butterworth 3, and Madison Beasley 2.
We'll speak now about Taylor Strong and her 1,000th point that she scored. For the second time in as many weeks, a junior Lady Bulldog did surpass the 1,000-point milestone. 2 weeks ago was Kenzie Arms, this past week, Taylor Strong. After scoring 207 points as a freshman and 423 last year as a sophomore, Taylor eclipsed the 1,000-point mark last Friday night in Byrdstown. She entered the contest with 990 career points, and during the third quarter, Strong found herself with 998 points and at the free throw line, Thomas, as you mentioned, for 2 attempts. She sank the pair there and gained access into a prestigious group of Lady Bulldogs. Approximately 15 young ladies have accomplished this feat in the past 30 years, and everybody here at the Horizon Sports Network wants to congratulate Taylor on doing the same.
We do, Daniel, and it's amazing that two did it in a matter of days apart.
Juniors.
In their junior season. That kind of wraps up the girls' portion of the Horizon recap, and then we'll get into the boys. On the other hand, Daniel, the Dogs dropped 2 in a row last week, an upset at Trousdale County, and their comeback fell short at Piggott. Their newspaper headline read, Bulldogs still trying to find their groove.
It did. You know, we'll look first of all at the Trousdale County game. Junior Gavin Silk, he picked up 2 fouls in the opening minute of that contest and sat out the remainder of the first, where the Yellow Jackets built a 16-12 advantage heading into the second stanza. There, Silk returned with a vengeance and put up 11 before the halftime buzzer sounded and the teams were tied at 34. The back and forth continued in the third and the score was again knotted up heading into the final frame, this time at 50 apiece. That's when Clay County foul trouble came into play as sophomore Jake Ashlock fouled out with just over 3 minutes remaining and Silk followed suit seconds later. With their lineup depleted and trailing, the Bulldogs fell to the Jackets for the first time in 12 tries. Final score, Trousdale 74, Clay County 66.
Big win for the Yellow Jackets. Silk did finish with a game-high 23 points. Kimes had 15, Woodcock 14, B.J. Emerton 5, Mason Sharp 5, and Jake Ashlock finished with 4 points.
Now for the Piggott County contest. The Dogs never led in that one. after a slow start put them behind 24-15 at the end of the opening period. The Bobcats outscored them 16-12 in the second stanza to carry a 40-27 advantage into the break. Behind a career night by junior Landon Woodcock, Clay County did turn the tide in the second half and outpaced Bigot County 38-29. They looked like the dogs of old for the final 16 minutes, but it was too little too late because time expired while they were hitting their stride. Final score in that one, Clay County 65, Pigot County 69.
And that career high for Woodcock was 36, Daniel. What an outing for the young man. Buried 7 three-pointers in route to it.
That's a huge night. I've mentioned it a time or two since then. We've been really spoiled around here, as Matt Walker is going to talk about in an upcoming interview about from watching Tyreek Key. Take Tyreek out of the equation. That's the second-best individual night the Bulldogs had in the last 10 years.
Wow. Jake Ashlock kind of started his reemergence with 12 points and a good game in the paint that night at Pickett County. Followed that up with a huge outing, career high against Clark Range, which we'll get into in next week's recap, 21 points there. Kimes finished with 8, Silk 6, and Ben Bailey had a big three-pointer in that. Something else we need to mention that was actually the feature story on the front page of the Dale Hall Horizon last week is the fact the Salina Junior High Bulldog team completed a perfect 20-0 season by knocking off Pigot County in the finals of the James C. Hale State Tournament to bring home the gold ball, Daniel.
They certainly did, and that story told how the junior dogs got off to a quick start before the junior Bobcats fought back the lead, actually, at the half. But Salina used a huge run to gain control and go on to win that title by a score of 52-38.
Epic win for the junior high down there. Jeffrey Spivey led the way with 17 points for the junior dogs. Grant Strong scored 14. Keaton Arms 10, so that was 3 in double figures on a junior high level. That's pretty stout.
It is.
Carson Sharp also added 8. Alec Kerr scored 2. And Colby Bowles made a free throw in that championship victory. You know, and then 2 days later, the junior high Lady Bulldogs, the girls, accomplished the same feat and took the state championship with a 35-30 win over Pickett County 2, which will be featured in next week's newspaper, because they played Monday night after we had already gone to press, Daniel. So we'll have to wait a week for that story. But pretty amazing, both teams from the same school won the state. The future's pretty bright around here.
It certainly is, and you know, you hate to put too much stock into to youth achievements. However, I don't remember a group of kids outside of these junior high kids that there's been more anticipation about. There are good things coming in the future here at this high school.
They are, and we're looking forward to it. That wraps up our Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print last week. We're only about 27 minutes away from the Lady Dog Tip, and we're about to take a break. But before we do, we want to encourage everybody listening to share a link for us. Make an effort just to tell one person to go to DaleHallHorizon.com/listen to hear tonight's games live, or make sure they know they can hear them anytime by following our archives link. Because once a game's called live, Daniel, it'll always be there. While you do that, enjoy these words from our sponsors and stay with us for more of our pregame show to come here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs, all powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We've returned here to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Free Game Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Lady Wildcats have never qualified for the state tournament. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances. Those were 1992 through 1995, 97 and 98, 2001 and 2, 2004 and 2012. We've had three Elite Eight eliminations, two Final Four eliminations, four state runner-ups, and one state championship. Now we'll look at the series with Monterey. This is the 27th meeting with Monterey since 2008. The Lady Bulldogs are 22-4 against the Lady Wildcats during that time. We currently hold a seven-game winning streak in the series. The Black and Gold have averaged 53 points a game against Monterey and have allowed them 39 points a game over the last 26 contests. Several Lady Bulldogs have had success in this series. We're going to look at a few of the individual leaders now. Me and Thomas alternate back and forth. I'm going to start with Blocks. The tied for first, two young ladies against Monterey. McKenna Biles and Riley Edwards both had four blocks in a game against Lady Wildcats.
Now I'm going to steals at the top. Amanda Kendall, considered one of the greatest we've ever had play here. And this is an unbelievable stat, really. Nine steals, Daniel, in a game against Monterey in 1997.
Rebounds now. The leader, Alex Grace, she pulled down 13 boards back in 2013 against Monterey.
Going to assist, we have four tied at the top, all with nine assists in one ball game. And that was Ashley Owens did it in 2014. Melissa Webb did it in 1994. Sonya Smith in 1992, and Emily McCurran, my classmate, did it in 1995.
Free throws made in a contest. Caitlin McLean sunk 11 from the charity stripe in 2014.
And I think we've talked about this before. She holds the record with this one. Three-pointers made against the Lady Wildcats. Taylor Strong dropped nine from behind the arc last year in 2017.
She did. And that goes into now. We'll go to the top leading scorers against Monterey. We're going to do the top five here in points. I'll do the two tied for fourth and the third one, and let Thomas bring you the top two. Coming in tied for fourth, Crystal Davis and Taylor Strong. Of course, Taylor actually had hers in the first contest this year back on January the 5th. She scored 23, and Crystal Davis scored 23 against Monterey back in 95. And also coming in at third is Crystal Davis. Postseason action, this one was, she scored 24 back in 1995 against Monterey.
Top two, Jada Kerr had 29 points against Monterey last season in 2017. And then at the top, the same night she made all nine of those three-pointers, we have Taylor Strong, 35 points last year. It was up there, Daniel, on the road, on the mountain. I was there to witness it. Great shooting display by Taylor Strong.
It certainly was. Not only leads against the Lady Wildcats, but that's among the top of all time in Lady Bulldog history. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Monterey Wildcats have made two appearances in the state tournament. Those came in 1923 and 1978. Each of those trips resulted in opening round losses. The Clay County boys have made eight state tournaments. They qualified 1984 through 1986, 2006, 2011, and then 2015 through 17. We've had six Elite Eight eliminations, one Final Four elimination, and one state runner-up. Concerning the series with Monterey, this is the 25th meeting since consolidation, and the Clay County boys have been dominant. They hold a 22-2 record against the Wildcats. However, the Black and Gold do have a one-game losing streak in this series after losing that January the 5th meeting in Monterey. The Bulldogs average 60 points a game against the Wildcats, while they've allowed 46 to Monterey on average in these last 24 contests. Several players have had success here on the boys' side, too, and once again, we'll bring you those that are at the top and the top five on points. First of all, in blocks, White Mabry, two different contests, one in 2015, the other 2016. He had three blocks against the Monterey.
That's a big number in that category, too. You know, we think about Wyatt being an all-state football player. He's a heck of a basketball player for us, too.
He was.
Steals, five minimum here, and we have three tied with five for first. Sean Garrett did it in 2009, Corey Hamilton in 2011, and that man, Tyreek Key, in 2015.
Moving over now to rebounds, we see Tyreek Key again. He holds the single-game record for rebounds against the Wildcats. Last year, 2017, he pulled down 13 of them.
And the assist leader versus Monterey, Ethan Birdwell, 2008, had 8 assists.
Free throws made, Tyreek Key last year in a district tournament contest. He hit 13 from the charity stripe.
Another great scorer, Trent Bowles, holds the record for three-pointers made versus the Wildcats. He had 5 in 2011.
We'll jump down now and do the top 5 point leaders. Tyreek Key comes in 5th with 31. Actually, all of us Tyreek Key.
They are.
Let's go ahead and get it out there. he did this all in his junior and senior seasons. Let me just call them off here. 5th, 31 points, Tyreek Key. 4th, 35 points. 3rd, 38 points. 2nd, 43 points, and then his all-time high against the Monterey Wildcats last year, 44 points. Tyreek holds down all 5.
Amazing player Tyreek was. Kind of like they're talking about Tom Brady as we head into Super Bowl Sunday, the GOAT.
You got that right. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs, because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Solana Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Solana and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next, we will hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Ask legendary coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the game are for the Lady Dogs. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Monterey tonight, where the 14-8 Dogs will take on the 22-3 Wildcats, hoping to remain tied for second in District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, it's good to be back here with you. It's been a while.
It certainly has, Thomas. Good to have you back with us, and hope we can get a good group in here, a good crowd in here for tonight for a good home atmosphere.
going to be a good one. I feel like there will be some people that show up tonight for this show down in Monterey. But the last time we sat down together, we were talking about how good your team played over the holiday break. But since then, they've kind of been in a funk lately, Coach. Dropped 5 out of 7 before Tuesday night's win over Clark Range. Pretty tough stretch there.
It has been for us, Thomas. You know, we've, I said at the very beginning of the season, if you recall, that we were going to have some growing pains, and those things have lasted a little longer than what I'd hoped. I thought maybe around Christmas we'd gotten through those, but, you know, they snuck back up on us in January, kind of had that January funk about us, and, you know, didn't play well at times, and just, honestly, just didn't play hard enough at times.
Well, I'm with you. I thought you kind of had found that groove in the tournaments, and you know, 4 out of those losses during that stretch were to conference foes who we had long win streaks against too. I think it's safe to say Monterey, Red Ball on Trousdale, and Pickett kind of smelled blood in the water, Coach. Those wins were huge for them. Everybody's kind of gunning for us. For
well,
sure.
They are, and that's what I've told these guys all season long. You know, based on the last 8 or 10 years of success we've had, most of those guys, well, every one of those schools, their senior class had never beaten Clay County. And so when you show up at their place and you don't play well or you don't play hard enough or you don't match their intensity level, they're going to beat you. And I think, I hope we've learned that lesson through the month of January.
Well, I hope so too. But, you know, we talked about it. That win over the Buffaloes, you're still tied for second in the district with Pickett. So that's kind of a silver lining there. And the Dogs are still in the hunt heading down the home stretch, Coach. And I thought they looked like they may be getting that groove back the way they played Tuesday night against Clark Range.
Well, I agree. I think the Clark Range game plus the second half at Pickett, I think our last 6 quarters have really – we've played with more emotion. We've played with a little more swagger, I guess you'd say, a little more confidence, you know, a little bit tougher, basically. That's what we talk about every day in practice is just our toughness, mentally and physically both. And, you know, it's beginning to come around, at least in the last 6 quarters it has, and hopefully we can build on that tonight.
Well, it looked like to me, I mean, even in the loss to Pickett, you know, Landon Woodcock got his rhythm back, career high 36 points. And then here against Clark Range, the emergence of Jake Ashlock, I assume that's probably a career high for him, too, 21 points the other night.
It is.
And he's just kind of dominating the paint, too.
He did, and that's what we've been waiting on from Jake all season long. And, you know, with Gavin getting back and kind of taking a little bit of the rebounding pressure, rebounding load and defensive load inside off of Jake, it's allowed him to kind of work offensively a little bit more and save some of that energy on the defensive end to get his offensive game going, and he did that. And when Gavin and Jake are playing good inside, that just means that guys like Landon, BJ, and Mason, they're going to get their shots on the perimeter. So hopefully, you know, everything's clicking, and, you know, we'll make a good run here in the postseason.
And this is a big one tonight, Coach. Monterey's ranked in the AP top 5, and Pickett's the only blemish on their 6A record. We did a little revenge tonight against the Wildcats, in my opinion, not only for that, but to keep pace with the Bobcats here in the District 6A.
We do. You know, obviously we weren't happy with our performance at Monterey. We lost by 25 points, and it was the worst loss that this Clay County team had had since December 27th, 2012,
okay.
The last time we got beat by 25 points or more, and that was by a team that had 2 Division I signees on it. So, you know, we've talked about that ever since Tuesday night, ever since the conclusion of the Clark Range game, and, you know, we've got some things up in our locker room to remind us of that, and hopefully these guys are motivated to come out and, you know, really, really improve on what we did up there. We got killed on the glass up there. Monterey had 21 second-chance points. And, you know, if they have 21 second-chance points tonight, we probably won't beat them here. But, you know, I think really what hurt us up there more than what we didn't do is what they did do, and their shooting percentage from the field. They shot 55% from the field, and we shot 36. And, you know, at the bottom line, it just comes down to our guys got to go out and perform. We got to have a good game plan, which I feel like we do, and they got to go out and perform and get the job done.
Well, that was my next question. You know, we kind of went into that contest worried about Michael Cody. I think he's averaging close to a double-double. He's already signed at the next level. We kind of controlled him But they shot the eyes out of it. Not really something we've seen Monterey do. You just talked about the Vercindes. Do we change anything up tonight to counteract that or just go out and play?
We're just going to go out and play, Thomas. You know, somebody makes a couple shots in a row on us, we'll squeeze them a little bit. But typically, you know, I've watched a lot of film on Monterey, and there hasn't been another game that I've seen where they've shot that percentage. So, you know, if they come in here tonight, have 21 second chance points, out rebound us 41-28, and shoot 55% from the field, we'll just declare that they're better than us. You know, well, I mean, that's all I can tell you. But I guarantee you this: we're gonna get after them tonight. They're gonna remember this game, win or lose. They're gonna remember playing here.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next Tuesday with Coach Edwards to preview the Dogs' road trip to neighboring county rival Red Bonnet Springs, who also knocked us off here at home. So that should be another good one. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is a driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a safety out facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Monterey here tonight, where the 12-10 Lady Dogs will take on the 2-20 Lady Wildcats, hoping to keep pace with Jackson County in District 6A play. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, it's been a while since we caught up with you. It's good to be back here with you today.
It has. It's been a while. I've missed listening to you guys, and it's good to have you back again.
Appreciate that. Over that stretch, your team's been playing pretty good, I thought. The Lady Dogs had won 4-6 before falling to top-ranked Clark Range Tuesday night. And I thought after that opening three-point barrage they put up, the Lady Dogs played pretty well with the Lady Buffs.
Well, this is the stretch of the schedule where you're playing every team for the second time. And wins and losses isn't really what matters right now. It's finding something that's going to pay off where you come tournament time. And I thought after that first quarter, thought we'd done a better job guarding Clark Range, and we've seen a lot of different strategies over that stretch. We've seen boxing one and a 1-3 with a chaser on Taylor, and Clark Range just man and Pickett County pressing everywhere. So we've seen a lot of different strategies, and we're trying to find an answer for each of those.
Well, it looked like you learned a lot, especially late in the middle part of that game. I thought they played really well. And during that time, you've also had two players within a matter of days break into the elite 1,000-point scoring club, Coach. How special is that for Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong to get there as juniors?
It's tremendously special. I think we've been spoiled the last few years by watching Tyreek scoring 35 and 40 points a game and doing things that are just unreal. But on the girls' side, Taylor and Kinsey are putting up, you know, historic scoring records this season. Their points per game on a game-by-game basis is right there with anybody that's played at Clay County.
Sure.
You know, both of them are averaging right at almost 20 points a game. And what they're doing, they're not like their secondary options. You know, teams know they're coming. They're still finding a way to score. So it's been very impressive.
Well, besides those two who are leading the way, just like you said, we've also seen the seniors Brittany Boone and Cara Butterworth step up. And they're being honored tonight on Senior Night, Coach. Talk about what those two mean to your team.
Both of those two are great leaders as far as inside the locker room, just high character girls. You know, as a coaching standpoint, are there any a girl that anybody would like to coach, a person that my daughter would look up to, and I'd be proud for them to for my daughter to turn into. Like I said, just high character girls. But as far as the basketball goes, too, you know, Carr has made some shots for us this year. Big part of our game plan, knowing teams are going to play a box and one, and we've run some stuff for her the last few games just to get an open look against those box and ones we've seen. And Brittany, you know, we don't really run a lot for Britt, but she finds a way to get in there with double figures. Last I checked, she was averaging 7 points, 7 rebounds a game, which is a solid season for anybody.
Sure.
I think she's capable of getting up to double figures every game, consistent game-by-game basis, and her rebounds, defense, she's just been invaluable to us.
Well, with those two, the way they're playing, and your two leaders out front there, if the Lady Dogs take care of business tonight here against Monterey and against RBS, Red Bullen start next week, and it goes like we assume it will down in Gainesboro tonight with Jackson and Clark Rings, the remaining schedule should lead to a showdown for that third seed in the district tournament when you guys travel down river to take on the Lady Blue Devils next week, Coach. You got yourself in pretty good position.
We've got to take care of Red Bullen first. You know, if we win tonight and we take care of Red Bullen, that locks us up a home game for the district tournament, which is important. Puts us top four. And then that showdown with Jackson County will be for that third spot. And our girls, that's what they want. They want to get that third seed. We was picked fourth coming into the season, and I think our girls know that we didn't play well against Jackson here the first time. I don't think it's anything in particular they did. It's just we missed some shots that I think that we're capable of making. Give up a few offensive rebounds. Didn't control the big girl as good as we could have late. So I think they're excited for that showdown.
Well, if they're excited for that one, they're going to be excited for tonight and Tuesday night, too, in order to get there. And it's nice to have something to play for. You know, when you got these two top teams that are rated top five in the entire state in Piggott County and Clark Range, you know, you still got something, just like you said, to get fired up about, and that's with the Lady Blue Devils.
Yeah. Every game, especially playing those top two of the top five teams in the state back-to-back, it's always nice to get back to playing a non-ranked team, and these last few games, you know, I told our girls we have 5 guaranteed games remaining. Basketball is a long season whenever you're playing 30 games a year. It's hard to find something unique in each game to get you fired up. But over this last week or so, I've told our girls, look, you know, we're guaranteed 6 or 7 games or whatever it was, and anything beyond that, you have to fight extremely hard for. So I think our girls realize that that our time together is limited. They want to make the most of it. They're working hard in practice. They're working hard in these last few games, and they're not taking it for granted. They want to send these seniors out right.
Sounds like a great plan to me there, Coach. The first step, just like we said, comes tonight. On paper, it's an easy win, but you never know in this league. What do we have to do to come out on top tonight, Coach?
Last time they played us, they come out and played a box and one on us. Not something that surprised us. It's something that a lot of teams have tried to emulate, especially here lately since Christmas. You know, we've got answers for the box and one. We've got answers for any type of defense that we could see. We've pretty much seen everything this season with teams trying to take Taylor and Kinsey away. And as I said before, they found a way to continue to contribute even with the jump defenses they're seeing. And with the emergence of Cara and Brittany and Maddie making shots and Rachel Copas getting the ball on the floor and playing her game, I think we've got answers. I'd like to see Katie step up. I thought she's played pretty well lately, especially on defense, taking charges, rebounding. But I think Katie can give us another shooter if she'll step up and make some shots.
All right, Coach. Looking forward to tonight's game. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next Tuesday with Coach Walker to preview the Lady Dogs road trip to neighboring county rival Red Bowling Springs. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Solana Lumber, the Getting Place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network to continue our pregame show, and it's time for the home improvement keys to the girls' game, where we ask legendary Lady Bulldog head coach Joe Sims what he thinks the keys to tonight's game are. Coach, it's good to be back here with you at home getting ready to call another Lady Bulldog basketball game.
Okay, it is. I agree with you.
I know these girls lost back-to-back games to AP top five ranked Piggott County and Clark Range last week. But before that, we'd won four out of five and been playing some pretty good basketball. This team's not bad.
No, I agree. You know, I thought both of the games we lost, we didn't play that bad. They're just really good teams, you know, top five in the state.
And
you know, I think if we just play our game tonight, you know, it should be a fairly easy win. Or that's why I'm expecting it.
And here we are again, Coach. This is a team we should dominate tonight.
I agree. You know, up there we pretty much had our way with them, scored 75 or 80 points, I think. And, you know, it should have been the same tonight.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Holland Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all of your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Birchville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here. Apologize for our timing there. They started playing the national anthem during our keys to the game, Coach. Let's wrap that up. Sometimes it's hard against a team you know you should blow out. What's the motivation got to be here tonight for the Lady Dogs?
Just, you know, you just got to be mentally tough and, you know, be ready and play your game. I said before, games like this used to worry me because I would be afraid we'd be going to take the team, you know, not serious and not be mentally ready to play and go out and make a bunch of errors. But, you know, hopefully our kids will, you know, understand what's on the line here. You know, we still got to win another game or two in our district to secure, you know, at least a top four finish to get to play at home a week from Monday. So that should be what they're thinking about tonight.
All right. That wraps up the keys to the girls' game from Coach Sims, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Now it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's earlier today, Tipsy told me tonight was all about the Lady Dogs staying the course, just like Coach Sim said. And I'll have to agree, Daniel. They got a chance to set up a showdown with Jackson County next week for the third seed heading into the district tournament. But the first step towards that comes tonight. We saw our girls play pretty well for two quarters against the number one team. Excuse me, team in the state a couple days ago, Daniel. And I think they do the same here tonight, dominate from start to finish. The Lady Dogs, used tonight as a tune-up to close out the rest of the regular season with four straight wins and roll into the tournaments. Clay County by a bunch tonight, Daniel.
There you have it. That's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Now we'll do the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy girls starting lineups. First of all, for Monterey, we'll see sophomore number 15, Daniela D'Agostino, sophomore number 32, Anna Hudson, senior number 12, Lauren Clark, senior number 11, Stephanie Hull, and sophomore number 22, Caitlin Moorhead. For the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, senior number 30, Brittany Boone, senior number 44, Tara Butterworth, junior number 10, Taylor Strong, junior number 23, Kenzie Arms, and junior number 32, Maddie Harlan. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud. We're approaching tip-off now. Clay County, the home team in this senior night contest. They'll be wearing all white jerseys. The gold numerals, Monterey, the visiting team, they'll be wearing purple jerseys and shorts with white numerals, and Clay County's going to control the tip-off. Rachel Copas has it now. Actually, we do have Rachel Copas in the starting lineup rather than Cara Butterworth, who is on the bench. I'm not sure if she has a bit of sickness or what, but Clay County in possession of it. They're traveling right to left. Boone has it on right block. She kicks across court to Rachel Copas. Copas drives, puts up the running jumper, and it's good. And Clay County leads 2-0 at the 7:35 mark. Coach Sims, do you have any knowledge of why Cara is not starting?
I think she may be hobbled. I noticed when they were running out for the game, she almost walked out in the run-out line. So
I called Coach Walker earlier. He didn't know she'd be starting tonight. Said she got what he called a contusion, a deep bruise on her thigh that happened. They really don't know when it happened, but it started bothering her.
Well, it is senior night here at Clay County High School, so hopefully one of Coach Walker's two seniors, Char Butterworth, will see action tonight. Clay County came up with a turnover in the defensive backcourt, and they're getting another look at a second shot as Kenzie Arms fired a 14-footer from baseline, no good, rimmed in and out. Taylor Strong now with the rebound, fires a three-pointer, no good. Boone pulls down that rebound. Her shot from the right block was no good. Clay County now with about five offensive rebounds in a row here. As Maddie Harlan has it, gives it up to Rachel Copas. Now she gives it to Taylor Strong. And Strong goes back to Copas right wing. Clay County does lead 2-0, and Monterey is yet to have an offensive possession. Kenzie Arms in the paint will score two from left block. It's 4-0. Lady Bulldogs lead. Full court pressure being put on by Coach Walker's squad right now against the Lady Wildcats as they struggle to get it across the timeline. Finally, they do. It's Caitlin Moorhead with it, and Kenzie Arms steals from her. Arms gives it to Boone. Boone's going to go coast to coast for a layup. No good on the layup. Arms gets the rebound, though. Goes back up, and she will be fouled on that shot. Arms going to go to the line for two. Clay County leads 6:24 in the first.
Our offensive rebound stats will look good, but our shooting percentages won't be too good as of right now because we're getting about five shots in a trip.
That's an excellent point already. Clay County with probably 10 offensive rebounds. 30-second timeout's been taken by Monterey. We're going to go ahead and play one ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here to first quarter action at Clay County High School, and Kenzie Arms hits the first of two free throw attempts to put the Lady Bulldogs up 5-0 with a minute and a half gone in this first quarter. She hits the second. Now the lead 6-0. Full court pressure still being put on by Clay County. They're looking to dominate this early contest. Another steal in the backcourt, and it's going to be a turnover. It's Monterey guard. That was Daniela D'Agostino, actually stepped out of bounds. So Clay Kenny takes over. Copas inbounds to Arms. Arms back to Copas. Copas gets the easy two from left block. Nice work between the freshman and the junior. Copas looking good, and her first official start is Lady Bulldog, Coach Zinn.
Yes, she is. Made a couple of nice shots, and well, she's played all year, and it's not like
right.
you haven't played a lot. You know, it's almost like being a starter.
She certainly plays at least half of the minutes in every contest, if not more, in Monterey now trying to set up their first play. It's going to be Stephanie Hull firing at a three-pointer, and Hull hits that. One of several seniors on this Lady Wildcat squad, and we have an 8-3 game right now with 5:30 in the first quarter. Clay County leads. Maddie Harlan has it left wing. She goes back to right wing to Harlan. Harlan to Strong, right corner, fires the three, no good. Strong, known as an excellent three-point shooter. She's hit 35 this year, had about 78 last year, I think. However, defenses have been well aware of her this year, done a better job of defending the three-point.
You know, we've seen some boxing ones and one-threes match on her. And, you know, up there, Monterey came out in a box and matched on her, but that didn't last long. Tonight, he's not even attempting to do that. They're just playing a straight 1-2-2, I believe it is.
Clay County does have possession after they force another Monterey turnover. Rachel Kopis drives into the paint, running jumper, no good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. She puts it back up from left block, gets two more points. Already, Kenzie has, I believe, six in this contest. Another turnover for Clay County. It's Brittany Boone this time, getting the steal and the 2 points as she puts it up from left block. Monterey crosses the timeline. Lauren Clark with the ball. She goes cross court to Stephanie Hull. Hull has it left wing for the Lady Wildcats. She's defended by Brittany Boone. Boone puts the pressure on. Hull dribbles around the top of the key, though. Gives it up to number 32, Anna Hudson. Hudson goes cross court to DeAugustino. Now the ball back in the hands of Moorhead out at the top of the key. She's defended by Taylor Strong. Moorhead now advances to right block. Her shot, though, was blocked by Kenzie Arms, and Kenzie wants to go coast-to-coast. However, she gives it up to Taylor Strong, who gets an easy bucket uncontested from left block. And Clay County already, as we hit the four-minute mark of this first quarter, has a big 14-3 lead. First foul of the contest being called now against the Lady Bulldogs, and it's going to be Taylor Strong picking up her first personal, team's first of the game. Lady Wildcats will be inbounding the ball from in front of their bench. As we mentioned earlier, Monterey traveling from left to right here in this contest. DeAugustino runs the point for Monterey. She crosses the timeline, goes right wing to Hudson. Hudson working against Boone. Brittany Boone has done an excellent job lately of playing good defense. She forces Hudson to give the ball up to Mueller, who's in substituting for the Lady Wildcats. Mueller hands off to Walker. Walker back now to Hudson. She fired a three, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Stephanie Hull. Her 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Taylor Strong. She gets it to Arms, Arms to Kopis. The Lady Bulldogs playing fast. Boone has it left block in the paint now. Her layup, good. 16-3, the Clay County lead. Lady Wildcats, I believe, are seventh place in this district, Coach Sims. They've beaten the Gordonsville Lady Tigers twice. That's the only two wins they have on the season.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're off to about as dominating start as I've seen us all year. They're having a hard time getting the ball up the floor. We've took it away from them several times and got easy layups already.
Monterey inbounds from baseline now. 3:05 to play in the first quarter. Clay County leads 16-3. Hudson has it, top of the key, hands off to DeAugustino. She's defended by Kopis. DeAugustino tried to go inside to Jesse Walker. She couldn't handle the ball, and Brittany Boone comes up with it. Boone crosses the timeline, kicks it right wing to Taylor Strong. Takes a look at three, but doesn't pull the trigger. Goes to high post, Kenzie Arms, and Arms will be fouled by senior Jesse Walker of the Lady Wildcats. Second team foul for Monterey. Walker's first personal of the contest. Arms goes to the line to shoot two more. It was a shooting foul. First one's good. Kenzie, pretty solid from the free throw line. 81% shooter on the season. She came into tonight 72 made out of 89 attempts, and she's made 4-4 tonight. It is. Kenzie always a real calm player for the most part. Don't get rattled. Kind of does her thing.
The only year I coached her, she was our best free throw shooter. If we ever got a technical call, the other team did. She's the one that went to the line for us.
Pretty high praise to send a freshman to the line.
Well, she's the best. Right. She's the best. No matter what.
Absolutely.
Grade.
Lady Wildcats with the ball now, but Clay County, though, is in possession of an 18-3 lead. Three-point shot taken by Monterey, and it's hit. That was number 32, sophomore Anna Hudson. Beautiful shot from right wing by that Lady Wildcat. And the score is now 18-6, 2:15 to play here in the first quarter. Strong has it. She drives from right wing. Nice move, and she'll score from right block. Good moves by Taylor Strong. As we mentioned, Strong surpassed the 1,000-point mark last Friday, a week ago. Up in Byrdstown, her and Kenzie Arms, both juniors, have surpassed that individual milestone as Stephanie Hull misses the shot, and it's rebounded by Brittany Boone. Boone pressing the issue now, hands off to Taylor Strong, fires from three at right wing, no good. Rebound by Jesse Walker for the Lady Wildcats. Clay County does lead 20-6. Minute 35 to play in this opening quarter at Clay County High School. It's senior night here tonight. Last home game of the regular season for the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs. Strong drives, try to lay up. Her shot was blocked by Stephanie Hull. Clay County will maintain possession. Kovas to inbound for Clay County. Underneath the goal, off to our left here. Copas gets it in to, I believe that was Boone. Yes, Brittany Boone right block, and she gets two more points. Coach Sims, Brittany Boone has kind of responded, after Jada Kerr decided not to play this year. We needed another scorer, and specifically kind of since Christmas, Brittany Boone's played some pretty good basketball.
She has. She's picked it up. There's some games dirty that she's, I don't think, even scored a point, maybe
right.
One or two, but man, she's had several double figure games since Christmas. And that's what I've been saying all year, two girls doing the scoring, you can't beat a good team. You got three, the rest of them can chip in a couple, you might have a chance.
Boone has been a good defender, good rebounder all year, but she has emerged with nice scoring. She's averaging on the season 7.1 a game, but that's not really reflective of her last five contests, probably.
Yeah, lately she's probably been 10 or 12 a game, I'd say.
Lady Wildcats hit a free throw. On the free throw was Caitlin Moorhead. She was fouled. Clay County now with two team fouls. Moorhead's second shot's away. It's no good. Rebound by Kenzie Arms. Whistle blows, though. Perhaps a line violation. Lane violation. My apologies. And another shot will be taken by Moorhead. Under a minute to play now in the first quarter. The clock sets at 54 seconds. Clay County leads by a score of 22-7. Moorhead's third attempt was no good. Arms gets the rebound, crosses the timeline, goes to right wing to Strong. Strong back across to Harlan. Harlan at left wing now goes to Kelsey Roten, who's in the contest, subbing for Rachel Kovas. Roten has it left wing, goes back to Harlan. Harlan to Strong. Strong at right wing, defended by Moorhead. She goes back to Harlan. Now Kenzie Arms high post. She kicks it to Strong, pulls the trigger on a three-pointer. No good. Strong yet to hit from behind the arc in this contest. As we mentioned numerous times, she's pretty good from behind the line, 31%. Not hardly as efficient this year as last year, as the Lady Wildcats have it now. DeAugustino at right wing. She'll drive inside, throws an unforced turnover, and she threw the ball away. Clay County will take over. 12.1 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Clay County leads 22-7 here. Big lead early. That's a lead of 15 points for the Lady Dogs. 5 seconds to play in the corner. Roten has it left wing, goes inside to Arms. Arms to high post to Boone. She drives, beautiful move, and beats that buzzer and gets two more points to add to the total. Now is the end of the first quarter. The score is Clay County 24, Monterey 7. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and water line installations. Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to second quarter action at Clay County High School. Is after the end of one, it's Lady Bulldogs 24, Lady Wildcats 7. DeAugustino has it now for Monterey. Monterey works from left to right here. Hull has it right wing. She's defended by Kelsey Roden. On the floor right now for Clay County is Harlan, Roden, Boone, Arms. That's Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong. DeAugustino still at right wing. Now she goes cross court left wing to Hull. Hull back to DeAugustino. Hudson now with it in right corner. She goes baseline. Tries to kick it to Hull, but that pass intercepted by Maddie Harlan. Harlan's very quick. Now she gets it to Arms. Arms to Boone. Boone looks like she is fouled, but no whistle blows. I don't blame the official there. A big lead for Clay County at this point in time. And coming up with that ball was a senior Lauren Clark for Monterey. Monterey now has it there in. DeAugustino defended by Roden. Right wing. She goes left wing Hudson. Hudson back to DeAugustino. Inside now. The number 40, Grace Klaus for the Wildcats. Her shot from high post, no good. Brittany Boone rebound. Boone, a pretty good ball handler, brings it across the timeline, goes to Taylor Strong. She drives into the lane. Her shot blocked, goes out of bounds, and Clay County will maintain possession. Substitutes coming in now for head coach Matt Walker and his Lady Bulldog squad. It's freshman Katie Arms and freshman Rachel Copas. Is junior Taylor Strong and sophomore Roden. Take a seat. Kelsey Roden. Clay County now does lead 26-7. Monterey with the ball. Hull had it, but it was stolen from her by Katie Arms. Arms pushes ahead to Rachel Copas. Copas at left block kicks it out to Kenzie Arms, and Kenzie's on tonight, Coach Sims. She knocked down that 12-footer.
Yeah, she did. That's kind of her signature shot right there.
Hull now with it, defended by Arms in the Bulldog backcourt. It's Hudson inside. Her shot from right block, no good. Rebound Katie Arms. Arms pushes it. She loses the handle on the ball, though, and it rolls out of bounds. Monterey takes over possession. 6:06 remaining in the second quarter. Clay County still using full court pressure. Is this that 1-2-1-1 pressure we're seeing?
Yeah. That's what they ran early. I didn't really look at it that time, but pretty sure it is.
Ball rolls out of bounds off of the hands of a Lady Bulldog, and Monterey will be inbounding from beneath the goal on baseline. Hudson to inbound for Monterey. She gets it to Moorhead, top of the key. Moorhead defended by Katie Arms. Arms a good job defensively. This year's a freshman. Kenzie Arms now trying to get her hand on loose ball as Moorhead went inside to Walker. However, Walker held on to it, but then threw it away. She was looking across court to Hull, and Hull couldn't hang on. Clay County now with another turnover, has possession. No, Thomas, let me give you a chance to talk.
Well, not much to say. It looks like Clay County's really come out and not taking this one for granted tonight, guys. They're up. Again, 28-7 early as Copas takes another shot but falls short. Kenzie Arms has already got a cool dozen on tonight, 12 points. Brittany Boone's got 8. So they've come out and really putting it on Lady Wildcats so far.
Certainly are. 28-7 lead, 5:05 to play here in the first half. Hudson has it, and she steps out of bounds on baseline, defended by Taylor Strong, and another turnover for Monterey.
You know, Monterey struggled this year. There's no doubt about that. They've got 2 wins. Went down and got the starting lineups from Coach Hess earlier. One of their normal starters is out, Faith Walker. She's just a sophomore. They're a young team. But, you know, you take one starter away from a team, it makes a big difference, don't it, Coach?
Yeah, it sure does. It messes with your chemistry and everything. Like I said, they struggled anyway. And some of them are struggling even more so tonight than they did up there. They kind of played with us for a little while up there, but tonight we just dominated from the start.
3-point shot taken here by Caitlin Moorhead from Monterey, and she hits it. A good-looking shot. is Taylor Strong. Adds two more to her tally at the Clay County end to make it a 20-point lead, 30-10 now. Halfway through this second quarter of action, 4:20 on the clock. Moorhead drives right block, kicks it across to Gracie Klaus. No, actually, that was, yes, Jesse Walker, actually, number 44, not 40, for Monterey. She hit, and Katie Arms now takes a three-point shot from left corner for Clay County. No good. Rebound Walker for Monterey. Ball gets across the timeline. Hull has it right wing. But Taylor Strong comes up from behind and picks her pocket. Very crafty there defensively by Strong. She brings it back to the Clay County end, gives it to Katie Arms. Arms inside to Boone. She tries a reverse layup or she'll be fouled by Anna Hudson, and Boone will go to the line to shoot two. Thomas, how many does Boone have in the contest? Six?
No, she's got 8 points and scored them all in the first quarter. This is her first attempt in the second quarter.
I know she had 13 in that Trousdale County game last Tuesday night, if I'm not mistaken. And as me and Coach Sims have already chronicled, she's done a good job scoring for Clay County here in the latter part of this season. And Boone did hit that first free throw, giving her 9 on the night. Second shot's away. She's now in double figures with 10 as she hits it. Clay County leads by 20, 32-12. 3:40 to play here in the first half. Monterey crosses the timeline, and the Clay County defense very tough tonight. Couldn't think of a better word. Apologize for that as they knocked it out of bounds. Monterey does have possession, though, and a timeout has been taken. Clay County leads by 20 with 3:35 in the second.
County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that, powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
We return here to second quarter action. Now that timeout, Monterey has the ball. It's DeAugustino right wing, defended by sophomore Kelsey Rowe. DeAugustino dribbles around the top of the key, hands off to Hudson. Hudson now to Moorhead. Moorhead tried to go to another Lady Wildcat, but Taylor Strong was going to steal it. And she goes coast to coast for the easy layup. Two more for her. She's bound to be in double figures at this point.
Not hardly, Daniel. She's got 8.
She's got 8. Well, she's got a steal and another shot coming right now. No foul call. She missed the shot. Rebound by Boone, though. Brittany fighting in the paint creates another opportunity for Matt Walker's squad. Strong with it on right wing. Goes cross court to Copas. Copas drives the high post. Kicks back to Strong. Fires the 3 from right wing. No good. She shot a lot from right wing tonight and has missed that. But Boone comes up with the rebound. Puts it back for 2 more. It's 12 for her on the night. Her and Kenzie Arms may be tied for leading scoring, the leading scoring title. I'm having trouble not thinking of my words. Clay County Schools was closed today for sickness, and I've been at the farm and at home and hadn't talked as much today as I sometimes do coming into the broadcast. I'll get my brain going, though. I promise you that. Clay County has possession. Taylor Strong, top of the key. Clay County has a big 24-point lead, 36-12. Boone has it at high post, kicks it to Copas right wing. Her three-point shot, no good. Rebound Hudson from Monterey. 2:25 to play in this opening half. Hudson crosses the timeline for Monterey, and we see another Clay County steal at Copas this time. She intercepts a pass, and she's coming fast. Drives into high post, shoots 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Hudson for Monterey. Hudson playing a good game down in the paint for the Lady Wildcats as we see a foul being called against Brittany Boone. Actually, Kelsey Roten gets charged with that personal foul. It's the third team foul for Clay County in the first half. Each team has 3 team fouls.
You see Coach Walker already going pretty deep on his bench right here with Clay County up early.
On the court right now for the Lady Dogs, Taylor Strong, Katie Arms, Maddie Hart, and Kenzie Arms, and Madison Beasley. Is Maddie Hart going to get her first points of the night? She stole the Monterey pass, went coast to coast for the layup. Monterey with possession now. Minute 47 in the first quarter. Monterey actually had a pass knocked out of bounds by a Clay County defender. They'll be inbounding from the sideline. Hudson gets it in to number 33, Ivy Padgett. Padgett now goes back to Hudson. Hudson feeds or works baseline against Taylor Strong. She thinks better of it, comes back out, kicks it out now to number 12. That's Lauren Clark. Clark has it. She drives to left block and throws a pass that Maddie Harlan picks off, gives it to Katie Arms. Arms goes in for the layup. Beautiful job by the freshman. Two more points for Clay County. They have a big 28-point lead, 40-12. Minute 15 to play here in the first half.
You know, Coach Walker mentioned Katie Arms in his interview earlier today. Talked about how he thinks she has the ability to score. And I know, Coach Sims, you talked about her winning that three-point contest. She needs to pull the trigger.
I agree. You know, she's took a couple tonight, but missed them. But still, she needs to get shooting. She's got the ability, I think, to shoot the ball.
Under a minute to play now in the first half. Monterey with the ball. DeAugustino fires a three, no good. Rebound, Katie Arms. Arms pushes it, crosses the timeline, feeds Taylor Strong. Two more for that junior player.
Give her double figures now, Daniel.
Okay. I was wanting to press the issue before. 10 points for Taylor Strong as we have 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Clay County leads by 30, 42-12. Strong now comes up with the ball, tried to get it to Arms, and that ball went out of bounds. Monterey has had pressure every possession, Coach Sims, from the Lady Bulldogs.
They have. They hadn't handled it real well either. They threw it to everybody on the team or on the floor. It's about us more than them, seems like.
You know, Clay County's come out and done what they needed to do, though. Get this thing over early.
They're not taking anything for granted. They came out and got pants with them and, you know, just dominated from the tilt, really.
15 seconds to play in the second quarter. Monterey with it. It's DeAugustino at the top of the key. She goes left wing to Moorhead. She's defended by Harlan. Moorhead drives into the paint. Running jumper no good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. 5 seconds to play. Arms now crosses the timeline. 3 seconds. She puts up a long running jumper and drains it. Kenzie is just on fire tonight. She can do no wrong as the buzzer sounds. And Arms gets her 14th point of the first half. And Clay County has a big 44-12 lead. That's 32 points if I'm right. Heading into the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at DonFranklinAuto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burchill Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County's dominating Monterey. The Lady Bulldogs are up 44-12 here at halftime over the Lady Wildcats. Clay County came out hot, and they got out to an 8-0 lead, and then by the end of one led 24-7, and then they went on to outscore the Lady Wildcats 20-5 in the second quarter to take this monstrous lead here at halftime. For Clay County, they have 3 players in double figures already, led by Kenzie Arms with 14 points. She's also 4-for-4 from the free throw line in the first half. Brittany Boone, the senior, here on senior night, her last home game, and she's playing well. She's got a cool dozen at halftime with 12 points. And Taylor Strong's also in double figures with 10 points. Maddie Harlan, Rachel Kofas, and Katie Arms, all 3 have a bucket to round out the 44 points for the Lady Dogs at halftime. 12 points for Monterey at the break. Anna Hudson has 3. Stephanie Hull has 3. Caitlin Moorhead, 4. And Jesse Walker has 2. Again, Clay County leads 44-12 here at halftime.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most.
Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Clay County High School. It is halftime. You are listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network. It's time now for a District 6A girls update. First place Clark Range, number one in the state, 25-2 overall, 12-0 in District 6, has traveled tonight down to Gainesboro, and what a lot of years is a big-time showdown between those girls' teams. I don't know about tonight, though. The Lady Blue Devils are third place in the district, 12-9 overall, 12-9 overall, 7-4 district record. We do not have a score on that one at this time. Second place, Pickett County, they're also top five ranked in the state. 19-2 overall, 9-2 in the district. Those two losses do come to Clark Range. They've traveled tonight down to 8th place, Gordonsville. The Lady Tigerettes are 1-22 overall, 0-11 in district play. 4th place, Clay County, and we're broadcasting that here tonight, 12-10 overall, 6-5 in the district. Hosting 7th place, Monterey, 2-20 overall, 2-10 in the district. Lady Bulldogs lead 44-12 at halftime. 5th place, Red Bull and Springs, 17-11 overall, 5-6 in the district. They've made the trip down Highway 10 tonight to 6th place, Trousdale County, 7-14 overall, 4-7 in district play. Do not have halftime scores yet. Just check the scoreboard. Nothing's been posted. That's been the District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't let the bed bugs bite. 1:05 left here at this halftime intermission of the girls' contest. Sitting here at the broadcast table with Thomas Weaver and Joe Sims. We've talked here during halftime on how Clay County's done exactly what they needed to do. Coach Sims, one thing we've not seen Carr Butterworth in this game. As we mentioned pregame, she had a bit of an injury. Even though it's senior night here, kind of foolish to play a girl in a contest when she's not 100%.
Yeah, if she didn't start, I don't think she's going to play, because that's the big thing on senior night. Even if you've got a senior that doesn't start, normally you start them on that night, you know.
Didn't really have time to expand on what Coach Walker told me about her. He said he thought she'd probably be out a week.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're looking at, in time for that. He described it kind of like a deep bruise in your thigh. You know, she really didn't know she had until it got aggravated and kind of spread out, you know.
Bare weight, probably.
Exactly. So, one of those
things get down and get on the bone, man. You can be out for a while.
Sure.
Jan Arms, when she was a freshman, she got one and it got to her bone and she missed about 6 weeks.
Wow.
That was a serious, you know, we wasn't too deep anyway.
We have started second half action here. Clay County in this half's going to be traveling from left to right here at the gym in Salina. Lady Wildcats of Monterey will be traveling right to left. Clay County has possession, and Rachel Copas drives inside, misses her little running jumper, rebound by Hudson in Monterey. But that pass stolen as Hudson tried to kick an outlet pass. Boone stepped in front of it, and she's got 14 on the night, I believe, as she laid it up from left block. 7:30 to play here in the third quarter. Clay County leads 46-12, and another turnover forced by the Lady Bulldog pressure. I think Boone was involved on that. And Brittany just playing a great game here in her last regular season home game as the Lady Bulldog, barring some crazy stuff happening. We're going to see the Lady Bulldogs in action not this coming Monday in a few days, but a week from this coming Monday here in this gym. They should probably finish third or fourth in District 6 and host the fifth or sixth place team in the district quarterfinals. We got to get through this one first, though. Lady Bulldogs do have possession. It's Boone left wing. She fires over to Taylor Strong right wing. Taylor drives inside, now feeds Boone. Boone's going to be fouled as she missed her layup, but she gets to go to the line to shoot too. A healthy 34-point lead now. Coach Sims, me and you discussed this earlier in the season down at Gordonsville. What is the – Boone misses the first of two. What is the mercy rule?
I think it's 35 in the fourth quarter. I think the third quarter you stay regular clock, but you're up 35. the start of the fourth quarter, it runs, you know, the whole time.
If I'm not mistaken, at Monterey a few weeks ago, we had that against them.
I think so.
Boone hit the second, I believe, of those free throws. KK now leads 47-12. And Boone has 15 on the night. That matches what she had down at Hartsville last Tuesday. We talked about that in the Horizon Weekly Recap in our pregame show. Boone comes up with another steal, and she's going to kick it to Taylor Strong, who hits her first three-pointer on the night. She's finally found her mark from right wing now. 6:25 remaining in the third quarter. Clay County leads by 38 points, 50-12.
That's the first three by any player for the Lady Dogs tonight. That's one thing that I think we're kind of missing, Coach. You know, we're out to a big lead here tonight, of course, against weak competition, I guess is the only way to describe it. But our outside game hasn't been much over this stretch. You know, you haven't seen Taylor Strong really making those threes or even getting them off.
Yeah. She shot three or four tonight. You know, sometimes I think shooters kind of have to miss two or three before they find the range. Then they.
I think moving forward is something we're going to need.
I agree with you.
Monterey in possession now. 5:45 to play here in the third quarter. 50-12 is the score. 38-point lead for Clay County. Moorhead has it, top of the key. She's defended by Harlan. Hands off to DeAugustino. DeAugustino defended by Kovas, and she's getting dangerously close to a five-second call, but a screen by Moorhead broke that call up. Ball comes out quickly out of a jump ball call between Jesse Walker and Brittany Boone. Both seniors were on the floor fighting for the ball. Monterey had the possession there in their favor.
You know, we haven't seen Clay County let up one bit. It's like they're just kind of pouring it on here, using this game, like I said earlier, as a tune-up for what's to come.
Yeah, I agree. No, they hadn't let up. They're still pressing and running and doing what they've done the whole game.
Boone is fouled. Kenzie Arms had stolen the ball in the backcourt. Fed Boone up ahead in transition. Boone hits the free throw to give her 17th point on the night. And she goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. I'm not sure what Boone's career high is. I remember 18, I believe, earlier this year. Thomas, that may or may not be her career high. She's at 17 now as she misses that free throw. However, she gets her own rebound. Feeds Maddie Harlan at left wing. Her three-point shot no good. But once again, Boone pulls down a rebound. She's bound to be in double figures on rebounds tonight.
It seems like she's got 10 offensive rebounds. She's got a bunch.
Boone, unofficially, we'll say, has a double-double already in this contest. And she was fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. She misses on that one. Does have another opportunity with 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Clay County leads by 40, 52-12. Second one's up by Boone. No good. Cannot find her mark here from the free throw line in the second half. Monterey gets the rebound this time. Moorhead has it right wing. Feeds Hudson inside. She's defended by Arms. Hudson goes now over to Lauren Clark. Her shot no good. Rebound Brittany Boone. Boone had the ball, lost the handle, though. Good defense by Lauren Clark, forced a Clay County turnover.
You know, he talked about Boone and free throw shooting. We were 6 for 6 from the line in the first half, too. So it kind of went downhill for us after the break.
Certainly so. We'll reset it for you on the court right now for Clay County's freshman Katie Arms, sophomore Kelsey Roden, senior Brittany Boone, juniors Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms. Monterey with the ball. It's Lauren Clark, left wing. That ball goes off her fingertips, though. Good defensive pressure by Taylor Strong, forced a turnover. We've said that a lot tonight. Clay County done a good job forcing a lot of turnovers.
Well, they're getting a hand on every pass, just about. Most of them, they're stealing.
Well, Clay County, certainly the quicker team in this one. Got to feel good after playing Pickett County last Friday night. We called that game Pickett County so quick and fast. That was happening to us up there, and now we're actually on the other side of that. It's Kenzie Arms has a spinning hook shot almost, we'll call it, in the paint, and she gets two more. Kenzie's starting to develop a few more moves down on the block, it looks like, Coach.
Yeah, she is. You don't love them you get in this district, I tell you. You do one thing, people will figure you out.
I think we've said this before. They've not got any two players that can guard her either.
That's true.
We've seen that a time or two this year.
You're right, we have. As you mentioned, Coach, and you know better than anybody, coaching in what's now District 6 with the likes of Jim Brown and Lamar Rogers and all the other guys. I don't want to have disrespect for any of the others, Brent Smith. It's just it's tough. We've chronicled before that between Pickett, Clay County, Gainesboro, and Clark Rains, there's over 30 gold and silver balls in this district. Highly impressive. Thomas, who had that last layup for Clay
Rachel
County?
Copas.
Rachel Copas had two more points to add to the lead, 56-12 now. And another steal by Katie Arms. Arms' layup no good. Rebound by Monterey.
You mentioned a lot of names there, but he may not be coaching anymore, but you got to mention Joe Sims with the likes of those fellows.
Well, we do, and I was fixing to ask him. I don't want to get completely away from the contest, but Lady Bulldogs do lead by over 40 at this point. 2:45 remaining in the third as Monterey's Hudson steps out of bounds. A timeout call. We're going to go ahead and stay with you here and talk to Coach Sims about that. Coach, you know, what's the difference from a coaching standpoint when you go into a game against somebody who we might consider a novice in the profession as opposed to the Larry Whites and Jim Browns and Joe Sims and Lamar Rogers? What just from a coaching perspective, how's that different?
I always tried to treat everybody the same when I was preparing to play them, you know, but you know when you're who you're preparing to play against, and if you don't have a good game plan, I mean, you're going to get took apart. You know, I've been took apart a few times. Lamar, I mean, he's so sharp. Evidently, he must spend like hours and hours and hours breaking down film. I mean, I thought I spent a lot of time at it, but I mean, he could take what we were doing defensively, and he would come up with offenses to just counter that. And it's like that night in and night out. I mean, you know, back when I was coaching Lamar and Barry Smith and then Brent and Larry White and Jim Brown and we played Dana over at Baxter there when she first started, but Gary Carter and Lafayette, you know, all great coaches. You
and
know,
y'all knew one another very well, too, I guess.
We did. We played, you know, year in, year out most of the time, and it was just tough. It, usually whoever had the best talent won, you know, but, you know, coaching makes
absolutely
a difference. I mean, I've lost some games that I probably should have won. I think I probably won some games.
No doubt.
You know, we pulled some of the biggest upsets over the years, but we've got upset a few times ourselves, you know.
Back out of the timeout now. Action on the floor. Clay County with possession. Katie Arms right wing. Kicks it to Taylor Strong. Top of the key. Strong to Roten. Roten to Arms. Arms inside to Boone. Her shot no good. Rebound Moorhead for Monterey. 2:15 remaining here in the third quarter. Clay County leads by 44, 56-12. Monterey crosses the timeline. Hannah Mueller in the game with it. Gets it over to Moorhead.
I'm talking about coaches, though. Monterey's got a good coach. Todd Hess, he's
right.
A good coach. I played them at camp when he was coach at Sparta. He just hasn't got a lot of talent up there right now, you know. But you know, you give him some talent, I guarantee you, he knows what to do with it.
Taylor Strong adds two more to her total. That's the thing, you know, as a coach, you're going to have those years when your talent pool is shallower than at others. And one thing that frustrates me, it'll never fail. Regardless of what you've done as a coach, fans are quick to want to criticize it, and they sometimes don't realize you just don't have the tools in the box to work with sometimes.
That's right. I mean, Mike Clark Ranson.
They do.
There
know,
she is. Katie Arms for three.
It was a beautiful shot, too.
You know, we were really consistent from about 89 up till I quit, except for one year. In 99, we had a bad year. But, you know, for us, though, you know, the year after we won the state, our talent kind of started going down for a while.
Moorhead adds two for Monterey. Moorhead.
We had really good girls, but, you know, talent just wasn't there. And, you know, it's better now than it was then, I think.
Two more for Taylor Strong. As we're under a minute to play here in the third quarter, we apologize. I mean, Coach Sims sometimes get a little sidetracked talking about basketball here as these games get out of hand a little bit. As Clay County has a huge 63-16 lead.
Yeah.
Definitely going to see that running clock in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
as we see subs now, wholesale subbing for Matt Walker.
Biggest lead we've had this year.
Yeah, it is. I'm starting to lose a handle on the math. I think we're at 47 right now is the difference, a 47-point lead on the floor for Clay County. Freshman Madison Beasley, freshman Dory McClain, freshman Marley Ashlock, freshman Hannah Rains, and freshman Lily Burchett, all freshman squad for Matt Walker, and I'm satisfied this is who we'll see the rest of this contest. I'm sure the starters are done. 20 seconds remains in the third. Rains has it at high post, kicks it out to Lily Burchett at left wing, fires the three, no good. Rebound Rains, her shot back up, hits the back of the box, goes up and hits the top of the backboard. Whistle blows it dead. Ball inbounded by the Lady Wildcats to DeAugustino. Under 10 seconds to play in the third. DeAugustino crosses the timeline, gets it to Moorhead, right wing, 2 seconds. She passes to Hudson, shot away, no good. It's the end of three here at Clay County High School, and the Lady Bulldogs lead by 47, 63-16.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County leads 63-16 over Monterey headed into the fourth quarter. And we see a full reserve team for Coach Matt Walker coming in to finish out this game. So that means the starters are done. Brittany Boone and Taylor Strong both with 17 tonight, and Kenji Arms 1 point shy with 16, Daniel.
Excellent effort by all of those ages tonight. Nice to see Boone and on senior night here, the last regular season contest. The Lady Bulldogs should be back here a week from this coming Monday for the District 6A quarterfinals, but it was Boone's last regular season play. Three-point shot taken and missed by Marley Ashlock. Monterey now in possession, 7:30 to play in the fourth quarter. We should see a running clock as Clay County leads by 47, 63-16, and all freshman squad for Matt Walker forces a turnover here and takes possession of the ball. Lily Burchett going to run the point. This group of freshmen has been on the floor several times this year. They've got put some experience under their belts during their freshman campaigns. Obviously, Katie Arms and Rachel Copas, the leading two freshmen, have played a ton this year and done an excellent job. Dorian McClain left wing with it now.
Similar lineup to what I saw when I came up here to set up in a junior varsity game that Clay County dominated pretty much with this lineup against Monterey earlier tonight.
Getting to do it now in varsity action in front of the crowd. Marley Ashlock missed the three-pointer. It was rebounded, though, by Rains. Rains kicks it out to Burchett, back to Ashlock. Now to Rains, high post. Beautiful shot hitting hit there by Hannah Rains from the free throw line. 65-16 is the score. 49-point lead for the Lady Bulldogs. This is, Coach Sims mentioned, probably the biggest lead we've had this season over any team. Monterey now with the ball. Grace Klaus with it. She passed off to Lauren Clark. Her shot missed and rebounded by Madison Beasley. Beasley circles around at the top of the key, gives it up to Lily Burchett, who'll run the offense. Burchett, Ashlock, right wing. Ashlock back to Rains, high post again. Rains loses the handle on the ball, but somehow gets it back and feeds it back to Lily Burchett. Burchett back to Rains at high post. And Daniela DeAugustino, the sophomore, with a steal for the Lady Wildcats. She crosses the timeline with it, defended by Madison Beasley. Beasley feeds inside to Jesse Walker, the senior. She goes to right block, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Marley Ashlock, but Ashlock had it taken away by senior Lauren Clark. Got a few seniors on the floor playing against freshmen here. You can see the physical strength. The strength is in the favor of Monterey and those seniors.
No doubt. Yeah, they're a little older right now. Our girls will hang with them pretty good, though.
Monterey to inbound here from baseline. Five minutes to play in this contest as the clock ticks. Running clock. Hull has it left corner, defended well by Burgett. She fires it under pressure, though. Three-point shot from left wing, no good. Rebound, Kelsey Roden. Roden now pushes the issue for Clay County. Gets it to Marley Ashlock, right wing. Back to Roden. Roden now to McLean. McLean to Burgett. She wants to fire the three, but does not. Goes now inside to Hannah Raines. Raines' shot, no good. Rebound, Monterey. I believe that Lady Wildcat stepped out of bounds with it, though, and Clay Kenny's going to have possession. Great win here tonight, even though we still have half of the fourth quarter left for head coach Matt Walker and his team as Hannah Raines sends two more to the tally for Clay Kenny. They're up 67-16 now. Thomas, you talked about it in pregame. You wanted to see a win here and set up a big District 6A matchup next Thursday night with Jackson County. And we've got Red Bull in this coming Tuesday. We're going to broadcast that one on the Horizon Sports Network. But we do what we need to. It's going to be a battle for third and fourth place down in Gainesboro next Thursday.
It is. And you know what was interesting, I thought, in Coach Walker's interview in the pregame show, as DeAgostino buries a three from deep there, Daniel banks it in. But what was interesting to me was he talked about how his girls wanted Jackson County. We're looking forward to that matchup, and we're going to do what it takes to get there, and that's dominate Monterey tonight and then do the same at Red Bowling on Tuesday to set that up for Thursday.
Certainly the reason they want that one so bad, Coach Sims, is that is a district loss we had earlier. The Lady Blue Devils came to Salina back before Christmas, I guess it was, and handed the Lady Bulldogs a defeat. We did not play well that night.
Well, I think they made us play the way we did. Jim, they did a real good job of defending us. They playing some kind of junk defense. It's either a diamond in one or a box of one on Taylor and trying to double Kenzie. But, you know, hopefully we'll be a little more ready for it this time. But I'll tell you, Tuesday night, we need to be ready to play them for a morning because they're dangerous in that little gym down there. Last year, our coach, that's the only game we lost that year, and I felt bad about. We beat them here and went down there and got beat. And had about a 7 or 8 point lead going in the last quarter and lost it. They can be dangerous down there. You know, they're small, but they shoot the ball pretty good. And if we're not playing good, you know, here, if you remember, they got the lead on us, and it took us a while to get it. We finally beat them about 15, I think. But we need to be ready Tuesday night. And then worry about Thursday night.
I agree, and that's what Coach Walker said. He said, we've got to get through Red Bowling first.
He emphasized that.
But I thought it was good to know that these Lady Bulldogs were looking – you know, they had something to play for.
They
were excited about it.
Madison Beasley scores two for Clay County. The lead now 50-69-19. 2 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter. Coach Sims, you mentioned that Jackson County is a difficult place to go play at. Coach Edwards mentioned that his squads over the years have had a very difficult time going down to Gainesboro and winning ball games. He told me he absolutely hates going into that gym and playing.
We've had some of our worst performances of ever, I think, down there. One year, we go down there and we're down like 32-0 before we ever score. The year after, we won the state. I mean, we wasn't as good as we were the year before. We wasn't that bad, you know. But it's I don't know what it is, but we sometimes don't play good at all down there. Now, when Jim first started, we could go down there and beat him pretty good with his talent level. Not hard as good as ours, and then it kind of evened out. We still was able to win some, and then his got a whole lot better than ours for a while. But you know, we've been pretty even the last 2 or 3 years. I think beating two out of three times last year. That's the game last year that we went down there and lost after having the lead with the girls. I think we beat them here, then beat them in turn, but lost to them down there. I don't have a good memory.
I was laid up with an injury.
I was there.
Under a minute to play here now in this contest. Moorhead fires a three from left wing, no good. Clay County going to come up with the rebound. Clay County going to walk away from this one with around a 50-point victory right now at 69-19. 35 seconds to play. Madison Beasley does not want to press the issue. She's just waiting. A defender walks out and starts the 5-minute count, 5-second count. Makes Beasley throw the ball. Clay County just passed it around. Clay County with this win is going to get to 13-10 on the season overall. And they're going to get to 7-5 in District 6A play as we see Stephanie Hull add the final 2 points of the game for Monterey. And the buzzer sounds. Clay County with a big win here, 69-21 over the Monterey Lady Wildcats. We're going to play a few ads here and come back and do our post-game show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and it's time for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where Coach Sims and I recap tonight's girls' game. Coach Sims, the Lady Dogs came out and took care of business. That's about all you say about that one.
Yeah, we did. We dominated, you know, like I said, from the opening tip. We killed them on the boards early. We got layups. We got steals. We pushed the ball, just a dominating performance against, you know, a team that's trying as hard as they can, but, you know, right now just a little down on their luck, and like I said, only won two games this year, and a game we should win, you know, easily, and we did.
Leading the way, both Brittany Boone and Kenzie Arms scored 8 points in the first quarter to outscore the Lady Wildcats 24-7 after one. We extended that lead to 44-12 at halftime. And kind of one going away. Good start for the Lady Dogs. You know, like you said, it was a game we're supposed to win. But they came out with some fire and did that.
Like I said, you know, before the game, games like this, team that you've already played once and, you know, beat pretty good, you know, I always are kind of worried about us being mentally ready to play, you know, concentrating on what we're supposed to be doing. But, you know, that... they came out doing what they were supposed to do. You know, they were really getting after it with the press and getting on the boards good and just dominated, you know, from the go.
For Monterey, they just scored 21 points in the entire ball game. Caitlin Moorhead had 6. Both Anna Hudson and Stephanie Hull had 5. Daniela Agostino had 3. And Jesse Walker had 2. For Clay County, leading the way, the senior on senior night, Coach. Brittany Boone was all over the floor. Don't keep up with rebounds, but I know she had at least 10. Scored 17 points, a solid double-double, and a great performance on senior night by the senior.
Really good. If we could get that out of her, you know, night in and night out, you know, we'll be hard to beat by anybody.
And then also Taylor Strong had 17. Same amount of points, got a three-pointer to go. She played really well and came on late. Kenzie Arms had 16 points. All but 2 of those came in the first half, including that 8-point first quarter to lead the way for the starters. And then Katie Arms came off the bench with 5 points, made a 3-pointer. Rachel Kobus had 4 in her first start, starting for the injured Cara Butterworth, who shame she had that injury tonight on senior night. Cara's been a really consistent player for her so far.
Well, she's played all 4 years, you know, started this year and came off the bench last year and played a lot. So, yeah, it's sad for her to not get to play on her last regular game. But, you know, like we said, hopefully, you know, a week from Monday we'll be playing here again. So,
Maddie Harlan had 2 in the contest, Madison Beasley 2, Hannah Rains 4, and Lily Burchett 2 here for the Lady Bulldogs. Again, Clay County rolls 69-21. They got one more step to set up that showdown with Jackson County. They got to beat Red Bullen on Tuesday night, and then they could play for the third seed headed in the district tournament. That concludes our Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work, or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Greer a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network. Senior night activities on the court just got completed, so we have a bit of an extended halftime here at Clay County High School tonight. Currently, we're 9 minutes and 45 seconds away from tip-off of this boys' game. You are listening to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet pregame show. And at this point in time, we'll go ahead and do the final district 6A girls update. Well, usually it's the final one. Not a lot of scores have come in tonight. Very quickly on Coach T, so we might do another one after the boys' game concludes to try to give some final scores of these district games. But we'll go ahead and look at the other action that's taking place around District 6 tonight. First place, Clark Range, 25-2 overall, 12-0 in district play. They made the trip tonight down to third place, Jackson County. Jackson is 12-9 overall, 7-4 in the district. Second place in District 6A, Pickett County, Lady Bobcats, they're 19-2 overall, 9-2 in district play. They made the trip down to Gordonsville tonight, who's 8th place in the district, 1-22 overall, 0-11 in district play. Fourth place, Clay County, had a home game tonight that we're calling, of course. They were 12-10 entering the contest with their win. They're 13-10 overall, 7-5 now in district play. They did defeat 7th place Monterey, who are 2-21 overall, 2-11 now in the district. That final score escapes me at this moment in time. Let me grab Thomas's stat sheet here and see if I can get it. It looks like 69-21 was that final 48-point conference win tonight for the Lady Bulldogs. Fifth place in the district, Redbourne Springs, 17-11 overall, 5-6 in district play. Made the trip tonight down to Trousdale County to sixth place Lady Yellow Jackets, 7-14 overall, 4-7 in district play. Once again, we don't have any scores at this time for those, and that has been the District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't let the bed bugs bite. At this time, usually I'm accompanied by Thomas Watson already at the broadcast table. However, due to this extended halftime, we have a little bit more time. I quickly want to discuss a little bit of the ins and outs of the District 6A girls' standings as we near the completion of this regular season. Coming up for the Lady Bulldogs, we have Tuesday night action at Red Bowling Springs. That's going to be the next game for them. We will call that one here on the Horizon Sports Network. Thursday night on February the 8th, the Clay County teams will make the trip down to Gainesburg to face the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils and Blue Devils. That's a makeup game that was snowed out a couple weeks ago. And then on Friday of next week, and I think we're going to cover that Jackson County game on February the 8th here on the Horizon Sports Network. We've not officially made that decision yet, but we're leaning in that direction. And then next Friday, a week from tonight, the last regular season game, the teams will travel to Van Buren County to take on the Eagles and Eaglettes. That game's going to be carried on WLIV. Looking back at the District 6 standings right now, Clark Range and Pekin County have established themselves as the top two teams, head and shoulders above the rest, quite honestly, at this point in time. Then you have the next four. That would consist of the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, Jackson County, Red Bulling Springs, and Trousdale. Then the bottom two teams in the district will be Gordonsville and Monterey. Those things are already kind of set in stone. We'll be seeing in the first round District 6A quarterfinals, the last place team, Gordonsville Lady Tigers, will make the trip up to Clark Range a week from this coming Monday for that quarterfinal, and you're going to see the Monterey Lady Wildcats make the trip to Pickett County. So the other four, it's not set yet. Depends on what happens over the next two district contests. A lot of it, the fate of the Lady Bulldogs is in their own hands. If they beat Red Bull and Springs Tuesday night and also beat the Lady Blue Devils next Thursday night, they'll finish third in the district and be here at home a week from this coming Monday. And we would take on the sixth place team that finished in the district at that time. So it's not set in stone, but barring just a horrible tragedy, and I don't even know if that could happen, we should be here a week from this Monday. At this point in time, we'll go ahead and play a few ads here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're 4 minutes and 45 seconds away from tip-off. When we come back, we'll be joined by former head coach Thomas Watson and do the keys to the boys' game.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here to the Horizon Sports Network, and before we begin the keys to the boys' game, I want to rectify a mistake I made a moment ago. We try to bring you some interesting taglines for budget pest control each time we do a scoreboard update, and I made the mistake of using the same one twice tonight. The one I was supposed to say a minute ago was, when bugs have nightmares, they're thinking of budget pest control. So happy to rectify that. We're very appreciative of Luke and Angela Collins and the sponsorship they have for that, along with all the other sponsors that have supported the Horizon Sports Network. So with no further delay, here on the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show, we're going to do the Homer Improvement Keys to the Boys Game, where we ask legendary Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson what he thinks needs to happen in this contest for the Bulldogs to have success. Coach Watson, well, I know when you both well remember that January the 5th embarrassment that took place up at Monterey for the Clay County Bulldogs. What do we need to do tonight to rectify that?
Well, I think we need to start off like fast again. I mean, we don't need to let them get a little bit of run and get a bunch of confidence. I think that's probably the most confident I've ever seen a team against us as they were that night. I mean, they were in that zone. They had that feeling. They had a couple of guys that just shot threes, and everything they knew that when they turned loose, they knew it was going to
win. Well, Coach, you're right about that. From one, I've got some stats here from Bulldog assistant Coach Andrew Meadows, and it shows that the Wildcats up at Monterey that night hit 53% from behind the arc. That's pretty high.
That's pretty high. It is.
Outside of controlling their offensive threats, which are many, offensively for us, we, you know, in the last contest here played Tuesday night against Clark Range, we saw Jake Ashlock come out with 21 points up at Pickett County a week ago. We saw Woodcock with 36. I assume they need to keep rolling?
Right, and we need to get both of them going at the same time. You know, that would be great. It's kind of been that way all year. It seems like we have guys that will come in one night and have a tremendous night, and then seem like, you know, they may disappear a ball game and not, you know, we got to get them, you know, in line where they're doing it every
correct
night.
Consistency.
Right, consistency and get that contribution from everyone every night.
Well, there you have it, folks. That wraps up the keys to the boys game brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now we'll wrap up our pregame show with the Treehouse Treasures pregame parting gift. A final word for our listeners before tip-off. Tonight's parting gift for the Dogs is a postseason elimination game mindset. This game ultimately doesn't mean a great deal in terms of district standings. We're basically locked into a top four spot. Monterey already has clinched first place in the district. However, this game is huge concerning our team's psyche and momentum. We need to approach this like it's a winner goes on, loser goes home game. That's how teams have played against the Dogs all year. Now it's our turn. We saw it late in the Pickett County game a week ago and then again in the Clark Range game this past Tuesday. If the Bulldogs bring that live or die mentality for a full game, the black and gold can beat anybody. This pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. Now for the Cumberland Exteriors boys starting lineups. First of all, for Monterey, we have number 33, Michael Cody. Number 21, Dalton Coleman. Number 23, Grayson Randolph. Number 3, Kate Painter. And number 15, Parker Payne. Starting for the Clay County Bulldogs. Number 1, a sophomore, Jake Ashlock. Number 2, a junior, Landon Woodcock. Number 3, a junior, Heath Times. Number 13, a junior, Gavin Silk. And number 21, a junior, B.J. Emerton. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. Coach Watson, Thomas, got an outstanding crowd on hand here tonight. As we mentioned, the Wildcats have already locked down first place. The Bulldogs have pretty much locked down a top four spot, but this one's personal tonight. Thomas, I know that you interviewed Coach Edwards earlier today, and he's very upset at what transpired on January the 5th in Monterey.
He was. I think it had been 5 years or so, maybe longer, since we'd gotten beaten by that kind of margin, Coach Watson. And one thing that Coach Edwards said in his interview, win or lose, Monterey's going to know they came to Clay County tonight.
And, you know, I would like to to see BJ come out tonight with a little bit of fire right off the bat and maybe, you know, get in a couple of buckets.
Being quiet offensively,
going good again.
Another key tonight, Jake Ashlock versus Big Michael Cody inside. Cody's averaging 16 points a game and basically a double-double. He's right at 9 rebounds, too.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're set for this big clash of the Titans in District 6A. Monterey controls the tip-off, and it's going to be Parker Payne running the point at this point for Monterey. He kicks it right corner to Grayson Randolph. Randolph tries to go inside to the big guy, Michael Cody, but a Clay County turnover is produced. I think Emerton forced it. He hands it off now to Kimes. Kimes runs the point for Clay County in this scoreless game. 7:30 on the clock. Silk with it, top of the key. Hands off to Woodcock. Woodcock's well defended by Painter. However, Woodcock drives, and the ball is knocked away by Payne. Clay County will maintain possession.
A little bit of a high ball screen action there with Woodcock off the dribble. Ashlock set a good screen. Just got to reach in and knock it away from Woodcock.
Kimes inbounds. Emerton has it. Top of the key. Hands back off to Kimes. Kimes will run the point anytime he's on the floor. When he's not, Woodcock takes over those duties. Ashlock right wing. He's defended by Michael Cody. Ashlock isolates and drives against the big man, goes aggressively to the rim. I like that. However, he misses the shot. We're a minute into this one now, and it's still scoreless. Monterey with the ball. Painter left wing goes inside to Michael Cody. Cody at high post, well defended by Ashlock. He tried to force it inside to Dalton Coleman. That pass knocked away, though. Payne came up with it. Monterey still in possession. He gets it to Randolph. Randolph at the top of the key, defended by Woodcock. Goes into Cody in the paint. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound, though. He's going to get a second attempt, but decides, rather than shoot, to kick it out to Parker Payne.
Another thing Coach Edwards said, he said they scored 21 on second chance points. That's not a good start on the defensive boards for Clay County.
It is not. Randolph grabs baseline, and he turns it over. Or rather, it's taken from him by Woodcock, who has a steal. He gets across the timeline, slows it down now. Woodcock right wing, defended by Painter. He hands off to Kimes. Nice, slow, methodical start for both squads so far, Coach.
Absolutely. It looks like they're drifting back on Kimes tonight.
Yes.
I guess kind of interesting. Giving him a little shot there about the head of the circle. He may have to take a couple of
Woodcock runs. Fired a three. It was no good. Wildcats rebounded. Painter comes down, tries a three-pointer air ball on his attempt. However, it went off the hand of a Bulldog, and Monterey gets a second chance. Painter inside working on the paint left block. He's fouled on his shot, and it's good. So he'll go to the line for an and one and try to complete the three-point play the traditional way. First point scored in this contest by Monterey. It's 2-0 now at the 5:51 mark of the first quarter. Painter worked hard for that.
Yes, he did.
He hits the free throw. Dogs trail by three. Kimes with it, right wing. Coach Edwards up, stalking the sideline, calls in a play. Coach says he's watched a ton of film on this Monterey team here over the last few days. Ashlock now works inside.
Great move with the
continues
left hand.
His dominance, as you say, Coach, that time with the left hand shows a little bit of diversity there.
Absolutely. Great play.
Payne runs the point now for the Wildcats. He hands off to Randolph. Randolph drives, gives it back to Payne. Payne tries to drive, cannot. He hands it off to Dalton Coleman, and he'll hit the 18-footer. Monterey leads 5-2, five-minute mark here of the first quarter. Kimes with the ball. Clay County playing slow tonight, setting some screens, trying to create some good shots. Silk with it now. He drives inside. Great move, but his shot no good. Rebound Coleman for Monterey. Coleman goes to Payne. Payne crosses the timeline, gets it to Randolph right wing. He's defended by Emerton. And B.J. denies a baseline drive by Randolph. But Randolph pivoted back out of that baseline drive and scored anyway.
Yeah. I believe he stepped out of bounds down there right in front of the official, but he was looking at the body play instead of the foot play.
Kimes now with a little fancy move of his own, a spinning layup, no good, but it's rebounded by Silk. He puts it back in to make the tally four. Yes, yeah, Silk very good there on the block. Clay County now trails 7-4, halfway through this fourth quarter or first quarter of action. Monterey's Payne was driving. He lost the handle on the ball, wanted a foul, Ball went out of bounds, and possession was called for Monterey. The Clay County faithful, you probably heard them booing there. That ball went out of bounds off the hands of the Wildcats. However, they get this possession back. Perhaps a makeup for the missed foul call. But just as quickly, Monterey has a turnover, and Clay County's going to get this possession back.
They may have felt guilty about getting back.
They have. Certainly it was a gift given to the Wildcats, and they could not capitalize. Woodcock with it now for the Bulldogs. He's at the top of the key. Wants to drive as he does so well. Goes to that block. His shot is blocked, though, by Paxton Payne. Payne throws it away. As he quickly moves into the Monterey front court. Bulldogs will inbound. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Clay County 4, Monterey 7. Kimes gives it up to Ashlock. Ashlock going to be isolated at the top of the key against Michael Cody. He hands it off to Sharp, who's in the game now. Sharp gives it quickly back to Woodcock. Emerton already setting, and Mason Sharp on the substitute for him. Woodcock drives right, block shot up, good.
Good shot.
Woodcock continues to show that he's an all-around player, coach.
Yes, great job of taking it to the basket.
He'll get that zone and be lethal from outside, but he's probably most effective doing what he just did.
Yeah.
Monterey with possession now. Wildcats will score. That's going to be Tyrus West with his first two of the contest. Wildcats lead 9-6. And now we see Heath Kimes, who quickly almost missed it. Heath Kimes drove quickly and scored. 9-8 the score. Clay County trails by one. Cody with it at right block. Puts up a turnaround jumper. Nice little touch on that one. 2 points for the big post player from Monterey. Sharp now fires his first three of the night. Right wing, no good. Rebound. Sharp, he got in there and got his own rebound. But Monterey steals the ball from him. It's Tyrus West. Monterey leads 11-8. 2:20 to play in the first quarter. Charge called against number 24, Paxton Payne. As we mentioned in that last broadcast, the Payne brothers, I believe, are the sons of Golden Eagle head coach over at Tennessee
yeah.
Tech.
That's correct.
And what's
yeah.
his name? Obviously Coach Payne. Stephen Payne, okay. After that offensive foul call against the Wildcats, we see the Bulldogs with it. 2:10 remaining. Clay County trails by 3, 11-8. Gavin Silk with it, right block, beautiful pass across to Jake Ashlock, but Ashlock can't convert on the shot, gets his own rebound, goes back up, second point attempt, no good. Jump ball called as Landon Woodcock tussles with Paxton Payne for possession of the ball. Clay Canyon will get possession, the arrow was in their favor.
Ashlock again showing some of that fire underneath the goal. I know he couldn't get that one to go, but he's working hard down there.
Certainly is. He's really come into himself, and we need him to here as we get closer to tournament time. Woodcock with it, right wing, works inside to Ashlock. Ashlock back outside to Emerton, shoots the three, no good. Rebound Coleman from Monterey. Minute 45 to play. Clay County trails 8-11. Long three-pointer taken by Tyrus West, no good. Rebound Jake Ashlock. West, one of those Wildcats that had a big knife from behind the arc in Monterey so far. Monterey's not hit a three-pointer, I don't believe, in this contest. Woodcock with it for the Bulldogs, left wing. Goes back to Kimes. Clay County playing slow tonight on the offensive end, coach. You talked several times about how you'd like to see the Bulldogs take better shots on offense as we see Kimes with a charge.
Kimes just dropped his shoulder on that one, kind of blind running and into the lane. A little out of control, wasn't he, coach?
Well, I know they're backing down inside the circle on Kimes, and Kimes just take it down to him. Like I said, I believe he's going to have to take a couple of shots out there about 12, 15 foot.
I agree with you.
Convince him that he can hit that.
Monterey with the ball now. They tried an inside shot, no good. Got their own rebound, though, and that gives them a second opportunity. It's Randolph now. He charges, and we're going to have a charge called. The officials couldn't decide what it was, and that's the third offensive foul called in this game, two against Monterey, one against Clay County. Some nights you'll have an officiating crew calling on a blocking call. Some nights on charges. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 45 seconds on the clock, and it begins to tick as the ball's inbounded. Woodcock with it for Clay County as time sets on the bench. Clay County trails 8-11. Silk now top of the key, goes to Sharp right wing, down to Emerton. Emerton inside to Silk. Silk at the right block. He kicks it back out, not something you see Silk doing much. And Mason Sharp drains it from the top of the key.
Good ball
move. It was. Nice job by Silk. Usually Gavin, when he gets on that interior post, he goes to the rim. That time he kicked it out, and it created a three-point play for Mason Sharp.
Knot it up, Daniel.
It is. 11-11 is the score. 10 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Tyrus West has it. Takes a shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound Jake Ashcock. 4 seconds. Woodcock has it. 2 seconds. Woodcock fires the three. No good. It's a dandy here at Clay County High School as we're tied up 11-11 at the end of the one. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. It's most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs! From Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here to Clay County High School, and it's the start of the second quarter. Knotted up at 11 after 1. Both teams playing slower tonight than they did up at Monterey, being very methodical, taking good shots. Wildcats have possession of the ball, blocking foul called against Jake Ashlock. It was Coleman working against him, and Coleman does not get a charge call. The last three fouls in that scenario have been charged. His first blocking call in a while. Monterey to inbound now. Still knotted up at 11. Coleman has it right block in the paint, defending by Ashlock. His shot no good. Jake with good pressure against him. Monterey had a rebound. It was Paxton Payne with a putback. No good. Rebound Landon Woodcock. 7:30 to play in the second quarter. Three team fouls against Clay County, two against Monterey. Kimes has it. Standing out around the timeline, letting the time dwindle down. Finally, he advances, works to Ashlock inside. Ashlock with a nice move and 2 points for Jake. He continues to elevate his game and play at a very high level in these last few games.
On both sides of the
post.
Yes. That was a right-hander.
It was, and you, as you mentioned, he had the left-handed earlier. West with it now, running the point for Monterey. He wants to drive his layup. No good. Monterey not hitting the basket the way they did up at Monterey. They shot over 50%, as we mentioned, from the field and from behind the three-point line. Now Woodcock drives for Clay County. His shot no good. However, shooting foul called. It's going to go against Paxton Payne for the Wildcats. They pick up their third team foul of the first half. Woodcock goes to the line. Looking at stats provided to us by Bulldog assistant coach Andrew Meadows, we see that Woodcock's an 80% free throw shooter as he hits that one. Woodcock has 430 points coming into tonight's contest, having an excellent season here in his first year as a Bulldog.
Absolutely.
Woodcock now fires the second. It's also good. Clay County now with the three-point lead. Looking at that last contest, Clay County only led by 4. That was the biggest lead we had in that Monterey game. Hopefully we can extend and have more than that tonight. Paxton Payne, right wing, tries to go inside to Coleman. Passes denied by Woodcock. He kicks it over to Michael Cody, the big post player, and he drains a three-pointer. He's got some range.
Yes, he does.
14-5 now. Clay County leads by 1. 6:20 to play in the second quarter. Kimes hands off to Ashlock. He fires a three. Ooh, that shot in and out. No good. on the floor for now, right now for Clay County, is Sage Tiernan, Heath Kimes, B.J. Emerson, Landon Woodcock, and Jake Ashcock. Kimes comes up with a steal. Here he comes. Goes to coast, and he scores. Clay County with the lead, 17-14. Monterey now with the ball. It's Peyton West, brother of Tyrus. Those two are the sons of their head coach, Adam West, up there at Monterey. Coach West has coached this Wildcat team to first place in this district as we see Michael Cody hitting another three-pointer, his second of the contest. Thomas, I didn't jot down classes for these guys, do we know?
And Landon Woodcock answers with a three-pointer.
He certainly does, Coach. Woodcock with a three. Do we know what class Cody is? He's a senior.
He is a senior. He signed with Bryan College to play the next level next year.
I see. As we see a three-pointer taken by Tyrus West. No good. Rebound Monterey. Kick out to Michael Cody. He tries to hit his third. No good. Foul now called against Landon Woodcock as he was too aggressive trying to come up with that missed three-pointer by Cody. 14 foul against Clay County. Woodcock and Ashlock come out for a breather. 5:13 mark of the second quarter on the floor for Clay County. Emerton, Silk, Kiernan, Sharp, and Kimes. Coleman fires from just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound Michael Cody down in the paint. He gets two easy points. We're going to have to box him out, Coach.
Yeah, a little bit better than that.
Good post presence is Michael Cody. Your score, Clay County 20, Monterey 19. 4:50 to play in the first half. Clay County continuing to play slowly on offense, running some screens, doing some different stuff. Kimes finally drives. He gets grabbed, blocked, kicks it out to Sharp. He drives, puts up 8-foot running jumper, no good. Rebound, Michael Cody. I would guess that young man's size around 6'5", 265 pounds or something. A large guy that moves very well as he works now. Spins, puts up a shot from the free throw line. He was defended by Tiernan. That shot was good. And Coach Edwards takes his first time out of the contest here at the 4:21 mark of the second quarter. Clay County trails by one, 21-20.
iMobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we've seen Michael Cody rip off 10 points here in the second quarter to let Monterey regain the lead 21-20.
They certainly have got some information here from that last game. There was only three lead changes in it. Not sure how many tonight. I hope there's one more. And that's Clay County going on top, staying that way. We do resume the action, 4:15 mark. Ashlock has it right wing. Tries to go inside to Silk. Silk can't handle the ball. It goes out of bounds.
Tough angle right there, wasn't it, Coach, to try to get that in?
He did. Yes, it was. A little over anxious on the pass.
It was. We saw that the other night as we try to feed Silk inside. Sometimes it doesn't always work out. One thing about it, if Silk gets it, he's dangerous down there. Monterey with the ball. They work inside now to Coleman. Coleman working against Silk. Coleman shots up. No good. Clay Kenny doing a nice job on the defensive end. I know Coach Edwards is proud of that. Bailey comes down with the rebound. He crosses the timeline and gives it out to Woodcock. Ben Bailey in, along with Woodcock and Sharp, is the guards, post players for Clay County, Silk and Ashlock. Sharp left wing, goes back to Woodcock, top of the key, long three-pointer taken. He hit it.
No hesitation. None. I don't believe he's ever seen a shot he didn't like.
He just hit that zone, and he is deadly. On the season, he's made 48 three-pointers, make it 50. That was his second of the night. Now, 34% shooter from behind the arc. Painter now working against Sharp. He's posted up the shorter Sharp, and Painter can't handle the ball as it went out of bounds. Foul called against who was it? Who got the foul called? Sharp?
Must have called it on Sharp.
Foul was against Sharp. That's his first personal. Clay County's 15th foul of the first half. 3:16 mark of the second quarter. Clay County leads 23-22 as Sharp hit that first free throw. Not Sharp, Painter, I apologize. Second free throw was missed by Painter. Clay County still leads by one. Woodcock runs the point. Kimes now having a rest. He hands off to Sharp. Sharp working against number 15, Parker Payne. Coach Watson, what was the call there?
Illegal screen.
Illegal screen, and it was against
Ashlock. He didn't quite get set on that top ball screen. They were trying to get Woodcock on the far side open for a three, and he just didn't get there in time.
Valiant effort. Could not complete it, though, as you say. We're under 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Monterey with the ball. Payne runs the point. He works to his brother right wing. Back over to Parker Payne. He drives inside, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Clay County's Jake Ashlock as he goes to the floor with it. And we're going to see a jump ball call, possession arrow in favor of Clay County. It was on the scoreboard at least. I suppose not at the scorer's table, though. Yes, Clay County does get possession.
It's a whole other attitude from Jake Ashlock the last three games. I mean,
he's down on the floor after the ball. That's something we didn't see early on. He was more timid.
He was, and he's really growing into himself. Ashlock, a big player. He played a lot last year, but he is just a sophomore, so always room to grow. Kimes back in the contest now. He runs the point for Clay County. He gets it to Gavin Silk, top of the key. Silk fires the three. No good. Rebound by Cody for Monterey. Cody gets it to Coleman. Coleman's going to have a one-on-one with Silk. And a blocking foul called against Gavin Silk. Coleman had a little Euro step as he drove in, and Silk fell victim to the foul. 16 foul. Coach Edwards didn't like it. He thinks that his junior post player had his feet set, and I tend to agree with him. He talks to the official.
Coleman went in there and, like you said, did that Euro step. He didn't meet Silk body to body. He kind of hit him on one side, and a lot of times, if you just get around them, to one side, they're not going to give you that charge call.
That's true. Clay County now has it.
And Silk may have bailed out a little bit early on the move.
He could have. That's true, Coach. That is true. Silk now fouled as he attempts to score. After that blocking foul was called, Monterey, I guess, came away with points there. As we now trail by one, Monterey up 24-23. Silk goes to the line. 17 fouls now against Clay County. Four against Monterey. Silk hits the first of his two free throws. Game's tied at 24, 2:02 to play here in the first half. This game, a whole lot better contest so far for the Bulldogs than we saw up at Monterey on January the 5th.
Absolutely. We're playing them even. We were down pretty good at one time in the first half up there.
And not to take anything away from Monterey, but they did play above their typical level that night. Clay County now with the lead, 25-24. Silk hit both of his free throws. Monterey comes to their end and travels out of bounds with the ball. Clay County going to take back over. Ashlock inbound to Kimes.
I think we got a personal foul on that over the back of Monterey. Because they're up to five.
Yes, sir,
now.
You're correct. I missed the foul call. That's the advantage of having three guys here at the broadcast table. We seldom miss any action. I may miss it, but either Thomas or Coach Watson, one, catches it. Clay County with the ball. Minute 30 to play in the first half. Woodcock with it. Drives inside. Shot from left block. No good. Rebound by West for Monterey. That was Peyton West, younger brother of Tyrus. Monterey having a difficulty tonight down here in Salina, hanging on to the ball as they just let it roll out of bounds out of the hands of West. Clay Kenny takes back over. And I would say with a minute 20 to play here, we've not been in a hurry all night. We may kill some more time. Kimes makes a liar of me, though. He goes quickly into action, gets it. Ashlock top of the key. Ashlock out of Silk. Silk kicks it back out to Emerson. Three-point shot from left corner, no good. Rebound by Cade Painter. Painter crosses the timeline. He wants to go the distance, tries to force it inside to Cody. That pass knocked away. However, West came up with it. West pass knocked away. Painter comes up with it. Painter drives his shot, no good. But Michael Cody comes up with the loose ball. His shot from right block, no good. Finally, rebounded by Gavin Silk. Both teams working hard down low tonight.
Yep. Good action that time.
Clay County with the ball. 38 seconds to play. Clock ticks. Woodcock gives it up to Kimes, and we go into what appears to be a stall for the last shot. Half a minute to play. Clay County leads by one, 25-24.
Kind of a low-scoring ball game here, guys, but it's going to be a good one. That's for sure.
Times now drives. He hands off to Silk. Silk shot from right block is no good. It's actually, it was stripped from him. 12 seconds to play. Wildcats come up with the ball. Tyrus West with it. Gets it to his brother. He goes inside. He kicks his own ball, and it's going to be a jump ball on the floor with 4.8 seconds to play. Monterey takes this possession. Coach Edwards inserts Tiernan and Sharp. Perhaps wanting to foul here, maybe. I'm not sure. Clay County was.
If we can keep them scoring, to be a good move here, because we'll get the ball then starting the second half. If we can keep them from scoring,
Kynes and Ashlock,
a little bit of advantage
down
for us.
Monterey inbounds the ball. Woodcock with great defense, and
but no,
however,
didn't work out that way.
Ball was worked inside to Michael Cody. He was well defended by Gavin Silk, but he beat the buzzer and scored two for Monterey. Monterey now with that shot has a 1-point lead, 26-25 here at halftime. And stay with us as we get prepared for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsor, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
back here on the Horizon Sports Network in front of one of the biggest crowds we've seen here at Clay County Gymnasium. Monterey leads by one at the half over Clay County, 26-25. It's been a barn burner so far, kind of a slow pace and low scoring, but a back-and-forth contest. The game was tied at 11 after one quarter of play, and then Monterey outscored Clay County 15-14 to take that one-point lead into the break. And they did it behind Michael Cody's 12 points in the second quarter. He leads Monterey with 14 at the half. Dalton Coleman has 4. Cade Painter has 4. Grayson Randolph has 2. And Tyrus West has 2. Leading Clay County is Landon Woodcock. Had 2 big three-pointers in the second quarter. He's got 10 at the break. And then we got 3 players with 4 points in the first half. Jake Ashlock, Heath Kynes, and Gavin Silk. And Mason Sharp buried a three-pointer for 3 points at halftime. Again, Clay County trails 26-25 here against Monterey.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Haig Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Haig Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Clay County High School. We're 3.5 minutes from tip-off of this second half. Clay County trails by one, 26-25 to the Monterey Wildcats. It's time now for the District 6A Boys Update. First place Monterey, 22-3 overall, 11-1 in the district, is here tonight at second place Clay County. Clay County is 14-8 overall, 7-4 in district play. And as we mentioned, Monterey leads by one here at halftime. Tied for second place, Piggott County, 15-6 overall, 7-4 in the district, has traveled down to Gordonsville tonight. They are tied for sixth place, 7-15 overall, 3-8 in the district. Fourth place, Jackson County, 14-9 overall, 6-5 in the district, is hosting tonight. Fifth place, Clark Range, 14-13 overall, 5-7 in the district. And another big one going on tonight, tied for sixth place, both of them. Redbourne Springs, 14-12 overall, 3-8 in the district, has made the trip down Highway 10 to Trousdale County. They are 8-13 overall, 3-8 in the district. I've got some scores here now. Finally, I struggled before getting them. These are finals from the girls' games. Clark Range beat Jackson County 73-41. Redbourne Springs fell by 1 point to Trousdale County. That was a big one. And that looks like the only District 6 scores that are in right now. Obviously, Monterey won big, or actually Clay County, I'm sorry, won big in girls action here tonight over Monterey. We don't have a score on Piggott County and Gordonsville, but I would bet my house that the Lady Bobcats have won that one.
Yeah, I think you'd still be sleeping.
Yeah, I agree. That has been the District 6A Boys Update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it's bugging you, we'll kill it. We're a minute and a half here from third quarter action beginning. Want to talk just briefly about the district standings. As we mentioned, Clay County and Piggott County are tied for second. Sitting in third place, actually in fourth place, is Jackson County. Clay County's going to have a big showdown down there next Thursday night. You're looking at Red Bull and Springs and Trousdale tied at six. We go over to Red Bull and this coming Tuesday. We're going to have that one here on the Horizon Sports Network for you. Probably going to cover that Jackson County game, too. We've not made the official decision about that, but we're leaning that way. This boys district, including number one Monterey at 11-1 in the district, any team, Coach Watson, can beat any team any night.
This is as balanced as we've had, and, of course, it means a whole lot more with this 18 district now instead of the five. You know, last year there was a 4-5 play-in, and then every one of them was guaranteed to advance on to
right.
The next round. Now everyone's got to win that first game.
These district quarterfinals are going to be satellite games, hopefully, and I think it's already a guarantee, actually, that Clay County will be hosting a quarterfinal game here, not
right.
This coming Tuesday, but a week from this coming Tuesday. It's just a matter of do we finish second, third, fourth, you know, who comes to us.
I mean, it matters for pride, but
sure.
Does it really matter? I can't pick out a team that I want to play in that first round.
Well, I asked Coach Edwards of the day, curiosity, Coach, who would you pick if you could? He said, well, I guess I'd pick Gordonsville, but we could easily lose to them.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
There's no guarantee as we do get ready for big second half action here in this District 6A Classic. For many years, this was called District 7A. Tita West away reclassifications changed that. We've not even talked about the region tournament that we'll have plenty of time to get to later on as we continue our broadcast this season. Woodcock has it at the top of the key for the Bulldogs here to start this third quarter of action. He drives, defended by Michael Cody, goes baseline, kicks out that shot, fires three from left corner, no good. Rebound, Payne for Monterey.
You know, up there we saw him hot from three-point land. Michael Cody's made a couple of those for him, but he's the only one. You know, the outside shooting's gone away just like we suspected. But Michael Cody's making an impact here. We pretty much held him pretty good up there. He's got 14 at the half, and he did it in a hurry, you know, in that second quarter.
He did. Cody, an excellent player, doing a good job with him, but almost like the Marsh from over at Bowling. He's going to get his through the course of a game. We've seen a three-point shot taken and missed by Landon Woodcock. Here in this third quarter, and with the 7 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the third, Monterey has the ball and the lead, 26-25. It's now Parker Payne. I get those brothers mixed up, Parker and Paxton. Parker has the ball. He gets it off to Grayson Randolph at left block. Randolph being defended by Woodcock. That shot no good. Rebound Gavin Seals. Nice job by the Clay County defenders in the paint tonight.
Yeah, very good job. Both teams have defended well
yes.
In the paint.
Comes with the ball for the Bulldogs. He's at right wing, wants to go inside to Woodcock, and does. Woodcock back outside to Ashlock. He fires the three and drains it. The post player showing he's got some diversity in his game. 6:25 to play in the third. Clay County retakes the lead, 28-26. Parker Payne with it, top of the key, goes to Michael Cody, Ashok defense. Cody fires the 18-foot jumper, and he drains that just inside the three-point arc. We're knotted up at 28. Two district leaders here duking it out. As Kimes fires a three, no good. Rebound Cody for the Wildcats. Cody showing he can handle the ball, decides to bring it down himself. He drives now. A little bit of a stutter step, running jumper on left side, no good. Rebound Silk to Kimes. Kimes sets the pace here for Clay County. Comes down, gives it to Woodcock. Woodcock wanted a three, but Cade Painter was there to deny that.
We talked about him a lot, but nice defense by Ashbach there on that drive by Cody, and he didn't give up the foul.
He did not. Kimes with it, top of the key. Looked like he walked with it. Think he may have got away with one there. No whistle blowed, though. He worked inside the Woodcock. Woodcock went up for the shot. Shot was blocked by Michael Cody. However, the whistle blows and a foul was called against Cade Painter. It was a shooting foul, and Woodcock will go to the line for two. That's Monterey's first team foul of the second half. Woodcock fires on his free throw, and it's good. As we mentioned earlier from the stats provided to us by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, we see that Woodcock's an 80% free throw shooter, and he hit that one.
He's 100% tonight. He's 4 for 4.
4 for 4 is Woodcock from the line. 5:20 to play in the third quarter. Clay County leads now 30-28 with those Woodcock free throws. Wildcats with it off to our left now. Monterey is traveling right to left. Clay County left to right. Coleman has it in high post. He goes over to Payne. Payne shot from left block is good. That was Parker Payne. And he was fouled by Heath Kimes on the play and will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Yeah. He used that height advantage.
Kimes a good player. He was posted up there by Payne. And quite honestly, he's not really experienced playing defense from that particular spot on the floor.
No, he's more in the open floor, an open floor defensive player.
That's the third foul on Heath Kimes, guys.
Payne missed his free throw, did not complete that three-point play, and we're tied up at 30. Silk drives into the paint. His shot was up, but a foul called against Monterey. Dalton Coleman picks up the personal. Silk will go to the line. Silk to shoot two. First one's away. Good. Gavin Silk, another player who is pretty consistent from the free throw line. He's 75% shooter from there himself.
You know, that was Dalton Coleman. We saw it up on the mountain. Coleman's got a knack for blocking shots. He can perfectly time Silk's release. He got the block on that one, but they called the foul, Daniel.
They did.
Well, he was pretty enthusiastic with his swing on the block. So sometimes that
it has kind of a tomahawk swing to it. Silk hit the first, missed the second. Clay County leads 31-30. However, that's a race now as Michael Cody scores from right block for Monterey. The Wildcats lead 32-31. And Silk's shot this time was blocked by Grayson Randolph, and no whistle blowed as Monterey now gets the opportunity to extend their one-point lead. And it's Tyrus West fires the three. No good. West actually airballed that thing, and that does not hurt my feelings, to tell you the truth. He was deadly up at Monterey from behind the arc.
He was. He really dropped a bomb on Clay County and started that huge run to blow that game open up there.
Halfway through the third quarter, Clay County trails by one, 31-32. They do have the ball, though. Woodcock, top of the key. He drives inside. Running jumper's good.
A good running one-hander.
Very controlled with that difficult shot. Payne has the ball right wing for the Wildcats. It is Parker Payne on the floor for Clay County right now. Silk, Emerton, Ashlock, Woodcock, and Kimes. On the floor for Monterey, Payne, Cody, Randolph, Painter, and West. Monterey scores. Was that big Cody in there?
He's just too big for us in
certainly
there.
Certainly so. Monterey,
if we get caught behind him, we can't do anything.
Monterey reclaims the lead, 34-33. We mentioned there was only, I believe, three lead changes in the last game between these two teams. We've seen more than three here in this third quarter as the two teams are battling back and forth. Ashlock fires a three for Clay County, and the big man is good again. His second three-pointer of the night. Clay County now has a two-point lead, 36-34. Monterey with the ball. Head coach Adam West directing his players. Tells them to slow down a little. Parker Payne with it. Right wing. Defended by Heath Kimes. Payne looking inside. Trying to feed Cody. He goes into the lane himself, though, and shoots. Does Parker Payne. That's no good. Rebound given Silk. Silk gets it ahead to Woodcock. Woodcock to Emerton. Emerton is killed on his shot attempt from right block. He's going to go to the line to shoot, too. First shot taken tonight by BJ, I think.
I think he took one earlier out in the floor right at the very first of the ball.
BJ, an excellent defender, excellent athlete. We talk about that a lot. Excellent offensive player. But by choice, he's kind of removed himself almost from offensive end to play. Does not take a lot of shots. He fired a three-pointer earlier in the game that was missed. I recall that. Emerson at the line for two. He's a 64% free-throw shooter, and he misses that first one. Emerton does have 192 points on the season coming into tonight. He averages, well, I actually got rid of the average on here, and I'm not smart enough to do the math. But at one time, he was averaging double digits.
Missed them both.
He did miss both of those free throws, and those could be big in a game like this.
Yes,
Clay County does
yes.
lead 36-34, 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. West back in the game for Monterey. That's Peyton West. He fired a three, no good. Rebound B.J. Emerton. Emerton goes to Sharp. Sharp to Gunner Silk, who makes his first appearance in tonight's game.
You talk about his athleticism. You see him climb the ladder right there. I know his elbow would have been above the rim on that rebound.
It certainly would. The young man has excellent jumping ability, does B.J. Emerton. Gunner Silk now shows that he's just not out there to fill empty space. He drives inside right into the trees for Monterey, as you like to say, Thomas. However, he didn't score, but he got his own rebound and a big foul. Landon Woodcock was just demolished and knocked to the ground right then by Michael Cody. I don't feel necessarily that the big guy did it intentional, but that was rough.
Well, Woodcock made the spin move, split the two defenders, and Cody come across for the help, and he just had all ball, really. Just kind of palmed that ball out of Woodcock's hand and drove him to the ground.
But I think that enthusiasm
yes.
got
he
in
got ended up, the follow-through on the block shot got into the body
That's right.
of Woodcock. Yeah, if it had been straight up, it would have been fine. Woodcock hitting the first of his two free throws. Second one also is hit. Clay County now with a four-point lead, their biggest of the night, if I'm not mistaken. West runs the point for Monterey, the younger of the West brothers, that is, Peyton. He's defended by Heath Kimes. Cody sets a screen. West dribbles around. He gets it to Caden Painter. Painter back to West. Cody now defended by Silk behind the arc. Goes back to Painter. Back to Cody. He fires a three from about 4 feet behind the line. He misses. A good shot, though, but it was missed.
Right.
Rebound, Clay County. Minute 10 to play in the third.
See Woodcock really getting into action right here. He's driving the paint, making the move, and when he does that, he gets the rebound on the other end, and that's what he's doing right now.
Gets into that zone, and Woodcock has it now. High post, drives inside. His little jumper is good. Coach, he had three Wildcats around him.
Absolutely. There's no uncontested shot tonight inside the three-point line.
Absolutely not.
Woodcock's quietly got 18 already tonight.
He's averaging around that. You've actually got a print off, Thomas, saying he's among the leaders in the mid-state, I believe, out of the Tennessee, and averaging around 19.5 or something.
Yeah, he's right around that top 10 spot, and according to this, with 19.5, of course, the Darius Garland, the top prospect in the state, is number one with 28.5. Caden Mills, he's down about number three, averaging 27.9. And then you got into our district in the top five. Dawson Abbott from Pickett County is averaging 26, and Dalton Marsh is averaging 24. Plus, he's the leading rebounder with 13, Daniel.
Marsh, the big sophomore over there for head coach Mike Owens in Red Bull and Springs. We've talked through a 30-second timeout that was taken here on the floor by Monterey. Coach Watson, 6-point lead. First time in the two games we played that I believe head coach Adam West is a little concerned.
Yes, and if we can hold them without them scoring before the end of the quarter, we've got a chance for a big turnaround here.
Monterey inbounds the ball. West runs the point. 30 seconds to play in the third. Clay County, the 6-point lead, 40-34. On the floor for Clay County, Gunner Silk, Ashlock, Sharp, Gavin Silk, and Woodcock.
I think what's been proven so far in these first three quarters of play, we can play with Monterey as long as they're not shooting unconsciously from three-point range. They've hit two tonight, and that's it, and they came from Cody.
Blocking foul called against Mason Sharp as Paxton Payne drove inside with 12.1 seconds remaining. His shot was no good. However, he'll get the opportunity to shoot two free throws after the Sharp foul. That's Clay County's second team foul of the second half. Monterey has four.
The shot was good.
Finally, it goes on the scoreboard. He had the opportunity to complete the three-point play there from the free throw line, but missed that free throw. Woodcock has the ball. 3 seconds. Now two. His shot's up. It's good. He was fouled. Clay County's going to the line. 0.7 seconds remaining in the third. Woodcock's successful shot gives Clay County back that six-point lead that they had just saw dwindle to four. Woodcock has his 20th now on the night, and he's
10
looking,
in this quarter, Daniel.
He's looking
six
for,
straight for Clay County.
Woo, looking for 21 is Woodcock, and he gets it. I don't think he's missed a free throw, maybe one.
He has not.
100% from the line tonight. Landon Woodcock has been great here in the last couple contests, and pretty much he's been great all year. A few games he had off nights, but he's been great all year for the Bulldogs. Ball's inbounded by Monterey.
Don't foul him.
0.7 seconds in a lot of time, and it ran out. Clay County leads by 7 here at the end of 3. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
And we've got possession.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County has built a 43-36 lead over Monterey headed into the fourth quarter on the back of Landon Woodcock. He's got 21 on the night, 11 in the third quarter.
Clay County with possession of the ball. Gavin Silk shot from right block. No good. Rebound Monterey. Coleman with it now. He's set out most of the third quarter, and he may have to set some more as a charge is called against him. And Grayson Randolph does check back into this game, and the Monterey faithful did not like that call, but folks, I'm here to tell you it was the right call to make. 7:41 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Clay Kenny does lead by 7, 43-36.
It's looking like Monterey may remember the Bulldogs tonight if it keeps going this way, Daniel. Just a great play by Gavin Silk right there. Got in front of the Monterey player and drew the charge.
Ashok with the ball. Top of the key. Works to Emerson right wing. Emerson back to Kimes.
We need to take our time a little bit. Knock off a minute or so every time. You know,
as you say that, Coach, we see
we're trying to force the action right now. We need to kind of sit back, and if they're going to sag off of Kimes, let him sag off. Let him knock off 30, 45 seconds out there doing
right.
Nothing.
They've been content to do that so far. We just saw a foul called against Landon Woodcock.
Not sure what it was. It was an offensive foul call. The referee got excited about it. I don't know if he grabbed somebody or put a forearm in the face or what. We've got some rowdy fans here from Monterey.
There are.
Now, this game means a lot to them. It's just like it did up there, you know, and they beat us like they won the state tournament or something.
Woodcock just picked up another personal foul on the other end. Clay County now with 14 fouls in the second half. And Jake Ashlock picks up another as a blocking foul is called against him. 6:56 to play here in the fourth quarter. Clay County still with a seven-point lead. A lot of action in the last minute and a half, but
yeah,
on the floor, and I'm not surprised if the officials don't request this fan from Monterey to quieten down a little. Getting pretty rowdy up here, but then again, there's several on the Clay County side that can match him with that, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Free throw was hit by Michael Cody there, and the second one is two. Clay County leads by 5. 43-38. Kimes with the ball. Coach, we'll see if we do slow down here. Ashok now fires from three. No slowing down. It don't look like he missed the three-pointer, though. It goes off the hands of Grayson Randolph, and Clay County will maintain possession. 6:43 to go. Clay County leads by 5, as we said, 43-38.
again, we've talked about it tonight, but a good crowd here from both sides.
Sure, absolutely.
They traveled well. We haven't, you know, in the post-Tyreek Key era, as we call it, we're used to this gym being packed.
We're now going into the 1-1.
But this is maybe the biggest crowd we've had so far this year.
I agree. It is a good contingency here. As Woodcock's going to go to the line, Coach Watson, as you mentioned, that was Monterey's 17th foul, and Clay County is in the bonus here, and Woodcock fires the first and hits it. Not a surprise there. Clay County, if we can be good from the line, may have the opportunity to extend the lead here late in this game. Woodcock's second free throw's up, and it's also good. 6:41 to play. Clay County leads by 7, 45-38. Wildcats with the ball. West runs the point. He goes to Randolph right wing. Randolph back to Tyrus West. West defended by Emerton, and a foul called against B.J. Emerton. Very little contact there, but a foul call.
Out in the open floor.
Sixth team foul for Clay County in the second half. I know I sometimes get on officials. I do say this. That's one job I wouldn't like. Very difficult to officiate a ball game, and crews night in, night out do the best they can. That's for sure.
Take your time.
Missed shot by Monterey. Rebound Heath Kimes. He comes across the timeline, goes to Ashlock. Ashlock misses a good look from left block, and Grayson Randolph comes down with the rebound. Quickly now, West pushes it up to Michael Cody, and he's going to be fouled by Gavin Silk. No doubt about that one. Is Silk just pretty much piggyback rode Michael Cody on that shot?
Yes. Used him for a stepping stone.
Cody at the line. He's also excellent from the free throw line. Just under 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Cody hits the first of two free throws. Clay County still leads by 6, 45-39. Cody prepares for the second. Shots away and good. Clay County 45, Monterey 40. 5:50 to play in the contest.
Gives Cody 24 on the night. He's had a good outing here against the Bulldogs.
He certainly has. A foul called against Landon Woodcock, and Rob Edwards has had about enough of this officiating crew.
It's not just one crew. It's been one official here in the last, the beginning of this fourth quarter that's made these calls. Coach Edwards not happy about it.
He's not, and I don't blame him. These fouls are being called on Woodcock on the offensive end of the floor away from the ball. I'm not seeing them. Either way, we've got 5.5 to play here, and Clay County's got a 5-point lead. As we see Clay County come up with a possession, Gavin Silk fighting hard, and Michael Cody now going to have a foul call against him. Things starting to tighten up a little bit here.
It's going to be a free throw shooting contest, it looks like.
Both teams in the bonus. That was the 17th foul.
Well,
18th foul for Monterey. Clay County also with
been,
eight.
It's been 6 points scored in this quarter, all from the charity stripe.
Clay County with a 5-point lead. Silk to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Shots away. Good. Big shot there.
Great shot. Yes, absolutely. We needed that one.
Timeout taken by head coach Adam West from Monterey. 5:30 to play. Clay County leads by 6.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County leads 46-40, and Gavin Silk's going to the free throw line with 5:30 remaining in this contest against Monterey.
Shooting the back end of a 1-1 here. He hit the first, turned the right to shoot the second. Takes his time with it, fires and connects. Clay County now with a big 7-point lead. Seven no, is certainly not a lot, but it's more than we had the last time we played them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Monterey with the ball. Payne has it. Right wing. Drives inside baseline. Mason Sharp called with the reach-in foul. All fouls now going to send each team to the line to shoot at least one and one. Won't be long before each team's in the double bonus. That was the ninth team foul against Clay County in the second half. Free throw shots up by Paxton Payne, and he connects 41-47. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Sharp, Gavin Silk, Kimes, Emberton. On the floor for the Wildcats, the West brothers, Randolph, Painter, and Payne, Paxton Payne. Ball on the floor, jump ball call. Jake Ashlock wants to get down there in the trenches, fighting hard for possession of the basketball. Him and Cade Painter, possession goes to Monterey. It was in their favor. That's pretty big to have the possession arrow with Clay County now with 5:17 to go in this game. Monterey inbounds. Kimes defends against West. West goes to his brother, Tyrus. Tyrus with it. Left wing defended against his B.J. Emberton. Emberton with good defense. However, Tyrus West scores from high post. About a 9-foot jumper there. Clay County leads by four with 4:55 remaining. Kimes with the ball for Clay County. He dribbles over to his coach. Rob Edwards calls a full timeout. Clay County leads by four. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
We've returned to action here. Monterey has the ball, and Michael Cody can't hang on. Mason Sharp comes up with a big steal for the Bulldogs, and it's B.J. Emerson, left wing three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Mason Sharp in the paint. His putback is good.
Good shot. Good hustle,
yes,
Mason Sharp.
4.5 minutes to play here. Salina and Clay County leads by 6, 49-43. Payne has it defended by Kimes. He goes inside to his brother Paxton. Payne puts it up left block. No good. Jump ball called. That one's going to Clay County.
What about Mason Sharp down there with the trees, as you said, Daniel? Coming up with that offensive board and the putback for the sophomore.
Can we say he soared real high and got it and stuck it back
up? He certainly did. Clay County inbounds. Emberton has it. Gets it to Kimes. He crosses the timeline. Left wing. Pressure now being put on. They're not content to let time tick off the clock. It's going to be Payne defending Kimes. Kimes likes it. He dives and he does not score on the layup, but it was a great move. However, the ball bounced out of bounds off of, I believe, Cade Painter, and Clay Kennedy's going to have this possession. Second
Kimes
attempt.
Just blew by Parker Payne right there.
It's a rare night when Heath Kimes is not the quickest man on the floor. Ball's inbounded to Silk. Silk fires from right block under defensive pressure. He does not score. Monterey gets the loose ball quickly. They come down, and Grayson Randolph puts in two from the right block. Under 4 minutes to play, still a 4-point lead for Clay County, 49-45. Kimes crosses the timeline. He's right wing, defended by Payne. Kimes trying to take a little time. He's talking to head coach Rob Edwards. Kimes gives it to Ashlock. Ashlock drives against Cody. He goes to the basket, does, and he scores. That's something Jake Ashlock did not do in the first two-thirds of this season. The last third, he's done it well. Clay County now with that big six-point lead, putting some pressure on with 3:21 left. And Adam West calls a timeout from Monterey. We'll be back in 30.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
We've returned here. A lot of time left on this fourth quarter clock. 3 minutes and 21 seconds. Monterey with the ball. Clay County, though, more importantly, has the lead, 45-51. Coleman with it, high post, takes the shot from free throw line. That's no good. Rebound, Jake Ashlock.
Jake Ashlock.
Went up over the big man and brought it down.
Getting big, as I like to say in there. The last possession, took it to Cody's body and finished. That possession went up with him and pulled down the rebound over him.
We see the diversity of Michael Cody, though, as he comes down and actually forces a turnover and picks the pocket of Heath Kimes.
Too big a hurry.
He must have been there in a blocking foul called against Mason Sharp after Cody came away with that steal. The younger of the West brothers at the line for the free throw attempt. It's Peyton West, and that first free throw was no good. Score still 51-45. Clay County with the 6-point advantage.
I think Coach Edwards is right on the money. There's 3 minutes left in this game, and no matter how it turns out, just like he said, Monterey knows what they've gotten here at Clay County.
Yeah, they're going to remember this trip. Hopefully it'll be a victorious Bulldog outcome. 3 minutes to play. West hit the second free throw. Clay County's lead is 5. 51-46. Ashlock bringing the ball down the floor, and he's got Michael Cody isolated, and Ashlock drives to the basket, dishes off to Silk, and Silk scores. What about that, Coach Watson?
That was a great pass.
Certainly was. Ashlock kind of running the point there.
Just kind of moseyed down the floor.
He sure did. Drew the attention of Silk's defender and then dished it over to Silk as we see a great play by Parker Payne for the Wildcats as he comes down and scores two for them. Clay County still now with just a 5-point lead, 2:22 to play. Kimes with the ball, left wing, defended by Payne. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Ashlock, who's once again at the top of the key. He's directing traffic. He's driving. He scores. Oh, no, he did not. Rimmed in and rimmed out. Nice drive and layup attempt by Ashlock, but it was not to be so. And there's no shortage of confidence, though, in that young man.
He's enjoying that matchup. There's no doubt about it. And he don't think Cody can stop him.
Monterey with possession of the ball and a full timeout call by head coach Adam West. Clay County leads by 5. This is Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at DonFranklinAuto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
We're back here at Clay County High School. And Clay County leads 53-48 with just under 2 minutes to go in this ball game versus Monterey. And this has kind of been the Jake Ashlock and Michael Cody quarter here, Daniel. They're going at it back and forth. Ashlock's got 12 on the night. Cody's sitting there with 24. They're kind of even in this quarter. But Cody got the best of the Bulldogs early on. Leading the way for Clay County is Landon Woodcock, who's perfect from the line and got 23 so far tonight.
You know, Cody had 23 in that last contest, 24 tonight. But we have done a good job with him, it's strange to say. Tyrus West hits his first three-pointer of the night as he fires from the top of the key. That young man had a huge night up there last time when we played there. Hit several three-pointers, had 16 points the last time we played. Now Clay County with the ball. Times with it, top of the key, hands off to Ashlock, Ashlock to Woodcock. Minute 25 to play, Clay County the two-point lead. Times now, gives to Woodcock, right corner, fires the three, and it is good. Big.
No pressure
is what he acted like anyway as he drained the shot. Cody fires for Monterey. No good from 3 points. Rebound B.J. Emerton. Gets it to Kimes. Minute five to play now. Clay County's a five-point lead, 56-51. Kimes going to be fouled by the Wildcats. That's the 10th team foul against Monterey.
Like I said, Woodcock has never seen a shot he doesn't like.
Right. And you got to think, when he took that one, Coach Edwards kind of went, oh, no, yes. You know, it's kind of
just the way he drew it
up. I know for sure Woodcock's got the green light anytime he's touched the ball, according to Coach Edwards. But you see a shot like that with under 2 minutes to go in a close ball game, and you're like, uh-oh.
That's true. But he nailed it. Kimes also nails the first of his two free throws. That was the ninth team foul against Monterey, so this was a 1-1, but Times hit the first, turning the right to shoot the second, which he misses. Rebound Cody for Monterey. Under a minute to play, folks. Clay County leads by six. Monterey has the ball. Kate Painter, right wing, goes inside to Michael Cody. Cody circles back out behind the arc. Gets it across to West. West fires, no good. Rebound Landon Woodcock, and he's going to be fouled by Michael Cody. Landon Woodcock, definitely not the Bulldog that I would want in the line if I were head coach Adam West for the Wildcats.
No, I would try to get someone else if I could.
43.9 seconds to play here in this contest.
Well, he's 9 for 9 so far on the night, Daniel. Let's see if he can make it 11.
We said in our pregame show that I think it was Tyree Key.
We're double bonus all the way now, aren't we?
Yes.
Both teams.
I believe it was Key who was the free throw leader against the Wildcats with 13 in the game. Woodcock may surpass him here in this final minute. That's 11 he's hit now. Monterey inbounds. Clay County's lead is 8. 3 possession game. 40 seconds to play. Tyrus West with the ball. Left wing fires the 3. No good. Rebound Gavin Silk. Silk's fouled by Cody. 34.2 seconds, and the Clay County crowd gets pretty enthusiastic as they can feel the victory getting a little bit closer, particularly if Silk can hit these free throws.
I believe they used up all their three-point luck last time.
I believe they did. They hit 11 in the last contest back on January the 5th when we met them up on the mountain in Monterey.
And we've seen 3 tonight, guys. I mean, that's more like what this Monterey team's capable of doing from behind the arc. They're an inside team with Michael Cody and Coleman down low. That's who they are, and we've handled that tonight.
Silk hits both free throws. Clay County extends the lead to 10. There's 34.2 seconds remaining. Timeout taken here, a full timeout from Monterey. We'll be back after 2 ads.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, there's 34.2 seconds to go in this contest between Clay County and Monterey, and Clay County's up by 10, 61-51, Daniel.
Yes, they are, trying to avenge that horrible defeat that they had up at Monterey, 87-61 was that final. Clay County fell by 26 points, worst loss, head coach Rob Edwards said, in over 5 years.
I didn't have to hear that again.
No, but it's so much sweeter, though, when we're sitting here with a 10-point lead. Let's hope we can finish it. Cody now scores two in the paint for Monterey. 8-point lead for Clay County. Ashok with the ball, 20.4 seconds remaining, and he's going to be fouled going to the line to shoot two. It's a simple thing, Coach Watson. If we can hear free throws, we're going to like what's our outcome in 20 seconds.
Just got to go up there unguarded and make them. Of course, that black line's a pretty good guard.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Ashlock knocks down the first.
No hesitation.
20.4 seconds. Clay County's lead is 10 after Ashlock hits the second. Monterey inbounds. Coleman has it left wing. Gives it to Painter. Painter to Michael Cody behind the arc. They're dribbling around, wasting time. West fires a three, and it is good. That's the younger West brother. 8 seconds to play. B.J. Emerson with it now. And that clock's going to run out as the Clay County fans erupt. And they are enjoying this feeling after Monterey, the number one team in District 6A, 11-1 in the district coming into this one.
AP top five.
We've said all year Clay County can beat anybody if they bring a good game. They did that tonight. They get the win 63-56 here in Salina. We're going to tabulate some final totals, play a few ads, and come back for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players, both the girls' and boys' games, by play-by-play announcer Daniel Throne, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here to Clay County High School, and we're proud to say that the Bulldogs came out victorious in this big District 6 contest over the Monterey Wildcats. We're going to do the Westmoreland Management wrap-up, final thoughts and stats from the Dogs' game tonight. Thomas, I'll kick to Coach Watson first here. Coach Watson, I know that from a coaching standpoint, it's got to feel good for Coach Edwards to come back and get some redemption on this Wildcat team.
Absolutely, and the way they did it, they did it with, you know, with their physicality is the word. You know, you hear these guys on TV, you
right.
Know all of that. When we played physical, if you notice that Silk went up and got some big rebounds, and Ashlock also with the 6'5" kid right there with him, and they went up above him and got the ball and brought it down. And we didn't give up anything easy in fakes, and we could not stop the big boys.
Right, right.
But we did a good job on everyone.
Certainly so.
We didn't have one player that's a total package in the paint like Michael Cody. He's nifty on his feet. He's broad. He's big, and he's tall, and he's pretty dang good from the floor. You know, I mean, I didn't keep up with how many shots he took, but I know he made a lot. But you combine the play of Jake Ashlock and what Gavin Silk did down there, and then the guys helping off. You know, you had the other guys kind of coming down. We saw Mason Sharp in the paint.
We
saw a lot of guys down there trying to help. But basically, this game comes down to Monterey made 11 three-pointers up there. Tonight, even with that late West one, they made 4. So we can handle a team that's not shooting an unreal percentage. I think Coach Edwards said it was 55% overall from the field. That's unheard of.
But sure.
You can't beat a team that's doing
that's
that.
Like shooting 75 from a normal
right,
range.
That's right. And, you know, Clay County, just a great time during the pregame parting gifts. I mentioned that coming into the night's game, even though Monterey had locked up first place in the district, we needed to have kind of a postseason elimination style mentality. That's where we're headed here in 2 short weeks' time. We're going to be here a week after, a week from this coming Tuesday, if I can get it out, to play a postseason elimination game. So it's going to be do or die before long. And Clay County proved tonight they can play with any team and beat any team instead of Tennessee when they play in that fashion.
And save the Jackson County game coming up, who we beat earlier on. This is kind of a reversal of roles. You know, all these teams were gunning for us in the beginning to beat us. The tables have turned, guys. We wanted Monterey tonight, and we got them. And we're coming for Red Bowling on Tuesday.
You know, some teams just aren't accustomed to being number one. And, you know, there is a mentality that goes with that that we have developed here over the years for a number of years. For come tournament time, we've always both – usually every year we've been the favorite every year, regardless of the record we took in.
We have.
Expected us to turn it up and play real good come district.
One thing that I've discussed with Coach Edwards before is this particular group of players, while they're highly talented, they really hadn't been an active part of what was going on outside of Gavin Silk. Gavin's the only returning starter who had that sense of pride and that sense of this, you know, we belong on top. And I think throughout the first 2/3 of this year, we was getting the majority of our players playing hard, but maybe not with a little bit of the passion that we're seeing now that they've lost a few of these games.
Well, I told Coach Edwards, I said, I think I saw the Bulldogs of old against Clark Raines. He said, no. We've done that for 6 quarters now. He goes all the way back to the second half of that Piggott County game. So we're back, guys, and that's what we're looking for.
these guys have learned not to like that bill
that's of right.
that comes with those games like that up at Monterey.
That's right.
And that's what it takes.
We better get into the Westmoreland wrap-up part of this segment. We can talk forever about these Bulldogs.
Part of that is final thought.
Well,
let's
get into the stat before we talk all that, guys. You know, it was a tough one in the first half. We were actually down a point at the half. It was tied up at 11 after one quarter of play. We were down 26-25 at the break. And then we outscored Monterey 18-10 behind Landon Woodcock, putting up 11 points in that third quarter to take a 43-36 lead that we ended up not relinquishing, guys. That was the final margin. It was 7 points headed into the fourth. It was 7 points at the end of the game because it was a 20-all quarter in the fourth quarter. Again, we've talked about him. Monterey was led by Michael Cody, who really turned it on and gave him that halftime lead with 12 cool dozen, as I like to say, in that second quarter. He made 2 threes. I remember you commenting on that. So
he
can play all over the floor. He's a really great player. He ended up the contest with 26 points tonight. And then you go down the list, and you got five players with 4 points. Dalton Coleman, Peyton West, Grayson Randolph, Cade Painter, and Parker Payne. And then you got Tyrus West, who came in, finally made a late three, 7 points tonight on that late three. And Paxton Payne had 3 to round out the scoring for them. For Clay County, Mason Sharp, he came in, made a big shot for us, a big three-pointer early on in that first quarter. And then had that putback down here in the paint.
That's great.
Played really scrappy. Doesn't show on the scoreboard, just had 5 points tonight, but played some big minutes for us. Also with 5, Heath Kimes. And then we got 3 in double figures, guys. Gavin Silk came through late there. He finished with 11 on the night. And then Jake Ashlock. I don't know. I guess I kind of like him being a fellow post player myself. He's really changed his attitude, hadn't he, Coach? And I really like the way he's playing right now.
Yes, he has. Now, Jake, as a youngster, kind of played outside. He didn't like that contact inside. He wanted to step outside and shoot three-pointers as an elementary school player. And he had the chance to do a little bit last year with the supporting team around him when he came in. And this year he has developed that inside.
He developed and got tough, but he did make 2 big three-pointers for us tonight, too.
Yes, he can shoot.
He can. Finished with 14 points.
I think it's a genetic.
It might be. He likes to flick it like his dad, Mark, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Mama wasn't a bad player either.
She was not.
So good player there for Jake Ashlock. Good game for Jake Ashlock. Led by, guys, of course, Landon Woodcock. Again, he had that huge third quarter to give us that lead that we kept to hold up. Finished with 28 points tonight, 11 for 11 from the free throw line, guys.
Huge night by him. Folks, that concludes our Bulldog Wrap-Up, sponsored by Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing for over 30 years and proud supporters of Clay County Athletics. Now, we're not done here in our Farm Bureau postgame show. We're going to do a short break, come back and announce the TDS Top Performers, do one more final Budget Pest Control Scoreboard update, and let you know when you can hear us again here on the Horizon Sports Network. Stay with us here for one more break.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and a final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsor here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds.
With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a safety-out facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return here to the Farm Bureau postgame show. We just witnessed the Clay County Bulldogs have a big victorious game over the Monterey Wildcats. We will now be announcing the TDS top performers from tonight's games. First of all, we'll start with the girls' game. It's only fitting on senior night here at Clay County High School that we went with a senior. It's just not a token thing we're giving out. Brittany Boone had an outstanding game tonight. She had 17 points. She continues the excellent offensive play she's got and also the excellent defensive play. She had over 10 rebounds. We're not sure a specific tally on that, but a double-double for Brittany in her last official regular season home game as a Lady Bulldog. She's just got stronger all season, and I think tonight was probably her strongest performance.
It was. Again, it was a game the Lady Dogs were supposed to win, so not necessarily the greatest of competition, but the Lady Dogs didn't play down to that.
No.
You know, they played their game. They brought it. And Brittany Boone brought it tonight. We talk about B.J. Emerton's athleticism. You know, to me, she's the Lady Dogs' B.J. Emerton.
She is.
She's very athletic, and she can get up and down the floor. You see her making, do-si-do layups. You see her bringing down the boards and taking them coast to coast. You see her doing a lot of things for this team, and she's going to be huge heading into the postseason.
She is. She's a leader. She leads by example. She leads, you know, on and off the court. Just a great young lady, and she is the girls' TDS top performer from tonight's game.
Two broadcasts in a row. It's got to be Landon Woodcock. The last time he had a 36-point performance, which is his career high. Didn't hardly get there tonight, Daniel, but he did enough to bring home the victory for these Bulldogs tonight. Got off to us a little bit of a slow start, you know. It was 11-11 first quarter, and we had five guys to score, and Landon Woodcock only had 2 points in the first quarter. Came out, made two big threes in the second, and then the third quarter is when he really turned it on, scored 11 points for us, went 11 for 11 from the free throw line, finished with 28 points tonight and 3 three-pointers. Landon Woodcock is our top performer.
No surprise there. Nothing to add to that. You said a mouthful, and once again, he proves to be the class of the field for the boys. Tonight's TDS top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. I'm going to let Thomas do a quick check on the scoreboard update. Actually, I think I've got it pulled up here. At last check, there was no scores to update, but we will go through who was playing who around the district tonight. first place Monterey came here, obviously, to Salina, and we did hand them a defeat. They were 22-3 overall coming in, 11-1 in the district. Clay County gets to 15-8 on the season overall, 8-4 in district play after tonight's victorious contest. Tied for second place, Pickett County, 15-6 overall, 7-4 in the district. Made the trip down the road to Gordonsville, who were tied for sixth place. They were 7-15 overall, 3-8 in the district. Fourth place, Jackson County, 14-9 overall, 6-5 in the district, had a home game tonight. The Buffaloes of Clark Range, who are fifth place, made the trip to Gainesboro. Clark Range is 14-3 overall, 5-7 in the district. In the final district competition was tied for sixth place, Red Bowling, who were 14-12 overall, 3-8 in the district, made the trip down Highway 10 to tied for sixth place, Trousdale County, 8-13 overall, 3-8 in the district. We do not have finals on that other than the one here tonight. The final was, what was it, Thomas? Clay County?
63-56.
63-56, the final here tonight in this contest. That's been the District 6A Boys Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control, putting pests under arrest for over 22 years. Thomas, before we sign off tonight, would you like to give some final thoughts to the listeners?
Well, things worked out just the way Coach Rob Edwards and his Bulldog team wanted, and also for Coach Matt Walker and the Lady Bulldog team. They needed to come in here and dominate and kind of use that matchup for a tune-up, roll in the next week to try to get that third spot, the Lady Bulldogs then. Same thing for Clay County. You know, they came in, got this big win, avenged that loss to Monterey. You know, we saw them celebrate big time, and we've seen a lot of teams celebrate because they're beating us for the first time in 12 tries, 15 tries, whatever it is.
Right. But, and they should celebrate.
They should.
You know,
they should.
Kind of hurts. Hurts to watch.
But we're turning the tables now. We got Monterey tonight. We're gunning for Red Bowling on Tuesday, Jackson County Thursday.
Van Buren Friday.
Van Buren Friday.
Big week of play next week for the wrap-up regular season.
Three games to close out the regular season. Need wins headed into the tournament to have that momentum to roll on to the region.
We certainly do. And we will be calling that one Tuesday night at Red Bull and Springs. So until this coming Tuesday evening, when we'll be broadcasting live from Red Bull and Springs for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, and everyone here at the Horizon Sports Network, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.